talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, but once you go in there, you will see things you cannot unsee.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Anything we do at all is God coming through us.
That's why I don't mind smoking weed. Yeah. You know, God obviously put it here for it to grow on the earth for us. It's proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. You happy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm happy. Are you happy? Yeah. I'm happy.
I love me some weed. Without smoking, I go crazy. I love weed.
You want to get high?
No.
I think you do, Mom.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
Excuse me, it's been brought to my attention that a few bad apples out there are smoking marijuana. I've got news for you, my friend. Marijuana's illegal, not cool. All right, then.
Now it's time to get super duper high.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Kelly Clarkson!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's gonna be a party.
Roll another one.
When can we get jiggy with it?
Just like the other one.
Phoenix, Arizona, hello.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Yeah, that's hot.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Ham boom, ham boom, ham boom, yeah.
Roll another one.
F you.
Just like the other one.
Well said, Kevin.
This one seems to be about to end.
Britney Spears, what about her?
Where's my golden shower?
Oh, that's tight.
My girlfriend has a peanut.
Just pass it around.
I hate people.
Wait a minute, don't get excited.
Just pass it on down.
And now,
hello. This weekend is a time to get together with family and friends, kick back, and enjoy a little time off.
Our feature presentation.
See, every president does it differently. Mm-hmm. George W. is the alcohol.
Right.
That's right.
So he's got it.
He's a little more mellow.
Yeah.
Wasn't Barack Obama, wasn't he the first, he's the first president who was elected admitting that he smoked pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they said, and yeah, well.
And I really enjoyed the fact that it wasn't a huge scandal.
It wasn't any right. Big
said,
deal.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was in college. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, it's Kevin and Bean Show for a Friday. We want to get to your phone calls, but unfortunately, as has been happening a lot lately, our phones blew up. Kevin, we had all the lines going, and then the phones all died. So we kind of are starting over. So if you were trying to call and get through, or if you didn't call last time, now's your chance. 1-800-520-1067 to give us a call and get on the air for the Friday edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
Here's what happens around here, basically. Is that there's a memo that's gone out that says this radio station is no longer a priority because there's three radio stations in our building.
Mm-hmm.
So if something needs to be fixed, go ahead and put in a help desk request, and you got to fill it out in triplicate, and you have to file one downtown, and you have to go through this whole thing, and then they all go, yeah, but I have my. You should see the list. You should see the list.
Yeah.
It's like 4 pages long.
And doesn't the help desk request go to New York, too?
Probably, yeah.
And back?
Yeah. But they drive it. They don't fly it or fax it. They actually have to drive it there. So
you go ahead and say, hey, the phones don't work. And they say, we can get to that, I don't know, mid-March?
Ooh, we'll try and get to that. I'm not sure. It's on the list, though. Don't worry. It's on the list. Which to us is code for you're screwed. It'll never get fixed.
Right,
right. It's on the list. Is just like it's in the circular file. Hey, real quick before we go to your calls again, 1-800-520-1067. I'm reading a fascinating article on the 10 most amazing vaginas in the world. It's really actually very cool. You know, the world's biggest vagina is on there. Women with two vaginas are on there. They're on the list. Vagina dentata, vaginas with teeth. Apparently, not real. Just made up for the movies.
What?
How about that?
Who knew that wasn't real?
Kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
I am too. But my favorite, and I guess I never heard about this before, is there are, apparently it is extremely infrequent, but it does happen, is that there are women who are born without a vagina.
Nothing at all. Just like a Barbie
doll. How about that?
It's like a Barbie doll.
A congenital absence of the vagina. Everything on the outside looks right and works right, but then inside there's just a little dimple, basically. There's no actual vagina.
Those are called mannequins, by the way. They're not people.
Isn't that freaky, though? Can you imagine?
That would be weird.
So, I mean, talk about, you know.
But I want to go back to largest vagina. Who volunteers to be measured for that? For that little record.
There's a fetish out there. Guys, some guys are into that.
Seriously? Let me,
there's a whole line of porn that's based on women with such
I have never condition. Heard of that, and you know.
Here's the piece on that. Anna Swan reported to have the world's biggest vagina ever in recorded history. She was 7'5" tall. Her husband was 7'11". She delivered the biggest newborn ever recorded. His head was 19 inches around.
When he was born?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's Kevin numbers right there.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a combination of her being a giantess and then also, you know, using the, you know, using it as a birth canal.
Having
a giant baby. Those two things combined ended up putting her in the record books for world's largest vagina. But wow. Anyway.
All right.
In case you ever wonder, hey, what do you guys do before you go on the air?
Yeah.
It's 10 most amazing vaginas.
It's different each day, and it's different for each of us. I can
that
tell you that.
That's true.
All right, let's give the phones a try. I'm not sure they'll work, but we'll try it. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
Get in the air, get a prize, a pair of passes to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of Los Angeles, where you can buy a day and get a year free. Now, I show that the phones are ringing, but I don't see anybody put on hold. What do you guys have?
I see three people on hold.
Yeah.
We also have a problem with our phone screener, who was smashed into a wall last night, so she may be moving a little slow, too.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Yeah, what's going on with Miss Cleo? Is she playing for the Anaheim Ducks now? What happened?
How dare you? We went to the Kings game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing the Red Wings, who suck ass. They're not bad players, but they're the devil.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's time to go. Game ended. We were kind of running to our cars, and she came running out. And for some reason, I've never seen this before. There were three security guards that weren't just jogging. I mean, it was like if we don't get there within 5 seconds on the other side of the arena,
it's gonna blow.
All hell will break loose.
Yeah.
So they were at a full sprint. And Miss Cleo just stepped out, kind of out into the concourse, and one of them just demolished her.
And
wrecked. It was awesome. It was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Oh.
And then she was like, she was stunned.
Dazed?
She was in shock, and she didn't know where she was all of a sudden. It was really bizarre.
She is not the type of person to just slough that off, by the way. She came crawling into the studio this morning going, "Hey, Psycho Mike." As if she'd just run a marathon or fought, you know, 12 rounds.
She did. She did,
right.
Pretty much.
All right, you're going to have to lead then, since I don't get to see callers today.
All right, well, I have information of people that are on hold, but I don't have names or anything
else.
Well,
let's just give it a shot.
What the hell is going on here yesterday?
It could be the phone.
Yesterday and today.
Let's try line one. Hi, line one.
Hi, this is Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie. Hi, Eddie. What did you do?
Hey, I had a quick, wanted some advice. I got a proposition from the girlfriend. She is a Dallas Cowboys fan.
No.
I'm a Philly Eagle fan, like Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the proposition would be that if the Eagles were to win, I would select what girl we would get in the threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she would win and the hated Cowboys would win, she would pick a guy.
Ooh.
No, that's too risky a bet, Eddie. You can't make that wager, dude. You just can't. It's not worth it.
Because you wouldn't go through with it, would you?
Well, I mean, a bet's a bet, but then again, you know, I have faith, you know, that blinded faith in my team, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The team that lost 24-0 last weekend, dude, it's not worth ending up in a sausage fest. Believe me, you don't want to do it. There's got to be something else that you guys can wager on. Look, Jesus only approves of one kind of threesomes, and that's two girls, one guy. It's in the Bible. You can look it up.
I'm not sure where it is, but yeah, that is in there.
I'll thumb through it.
Yeah, don't. I'd say don't take that bet.
Don't take that bet.
Don't take the bet.
No.
Okay. All right.
Not to mention, you know, Bean's right. I mean, they had a rough time against them a week ago. Same team.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's necessarily going to go well. All right. Line two. Hi, person.
Hey, random caller. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, am I caller number two?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you win.
Hi, this is Michelle. Yay.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What can we do for you?
Sorry, a tow truck driver is accosting me because I had to pull over so that I could talk to you guys. But anyway, I was calling because my boyfriend would never listen to you for like months and months, and
right.
I finally got him to listen to you guys. He's
right.
going to listen today, and I'd like you guys to be super funny so I don't look like an idiot.
Really?
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Yes, please.
How long have you been together with the guy?
6 years.
Wow. And it took you this long to get him to listen.
Yeah.
For one day.
You know,
I feel good about this.
Here's what I have to ask. Did he tell you he didn't want to listen because he had some perception of what the show was, or he had heard it before and didn't like it? Where's he coming from as he tuned in today?
I don't know. He listened a little bit yesterday when you guys had Travis Pastrana on, and he started realizing you guys were funny. But I guess maybe I can't story tell very well, so when I come home laughing about what I heard on the radio,
right.
I'm coming across.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm talking about that.
That's a lot of pressure, though, because really, we're not that good. Every once in a while, there'll be something funny.
But you really got to hang in there a long time for the gold.
Yeah,
for the nuggets, right.
Yeah.
And it's also, I got to be honest, Michelle, and you're very kind to try, but it's pretty late in the month. We've pretty much used up the funny for January already. I mean, it's already the 8th. Yeah, so clearly we're virtually out, but we'll keep you and your boyfriend in mind, and we'll do the very best we can for you today, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for trying, Michelle.
All right. Let's cut our losses and leave it there. By the way, who knew that there were still people who pulled over to make a cell phone call on the road?
Yeah, that's odd, isn't it?
Doesn't it seem like everybody uses their cell phone while they drive, regardless of whether it's legal or not?
And texts, most of them.
Yeah, of course.
Mike.
Even worse than talking. Yeah, it is odd to hear somebody that pulls over on purpose.
I'm proud of her.
I'm sure you are.
I am too. Sounds like a nice woman.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
We are going to start a new feature called Things They Won't Let Us Do.
But how will we do that?
Things They Won't Let Us Do. We have ways.
Okay.
We have ways. But it's getting bad. It really is.
Yeah.
This is not a time that you want to convince your boyfriend to start listening. Because we're going to start reading from the Bible at the 7 o'clock hour, I think. And there's a
lot
of stuff.
That could offend some people, though, Kevin.
Reading
from the Bible might offend people.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. We've got to scratch that, too. Movie beat on today's show.
I'm excited. There's a couple of good things coming out.
Gary Coleman on the show.
What? Yes.
I'm sorry.
Gary Coleman.
Dude, he had a seizure a couple of days ago. Ended up in the hospital.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We have Adam Carolla in the studio. How about that? Maybe that's when her boyfriend should check in, 7 o'clock.
There you go. Yes. That's the answer.
We have LaQuisha on the program today. We have Yvonne Strahovski.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps. Wow. It was an aggressive bell.
And I didn't use my hands.
From the TV show Chuck.
Yes. Coming back, finally.
Yes. 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 So she's going to be here as well. We have Matt Money Smith talking sports. Got a bunch of stuff on today's Kevin and Bean Show, so we'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Finally, Friday, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla on the way today. Also, Yvonne Strahovski.
Oh, my.
From Chuck. And Ralph's got the movie beat coming up next hour as well. Hey, Ralph, what's going on with the Showbiz?
I'll give you $20 if her name is Yvonne.
I don't know. I just said it the way I've always heard it. I apologize if that's wrong.
I've always heard Yvonne.
Me too.
And here's the funny part, though, is that we had this conversation for an hour yesterday.
And I know.
We were told extensively it's not Yvonne, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne.
But Bean will not bow.
I didn't hear that part of the conversation, I guess. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say it wrong. I'm not trying to upset everybody. I just said it the way I've always heard
both.
It. So.
I think you're trying to say it wrong on purpose, and you're trying to upset everybody on purpose.
I am wildly upset, too, by the way. Sensed.
Not by Bean so much, but by the fact that Marilyn Manson is engaged to Evan Rachel Wood.
No. Oh, no.
This is all coming from Russell Brand, by the way. Just,
I know.
All the fallout.
The weirdo dam is broken.
Yep.
Now the weirdos hot chicks will be marrying weirdos all over the place.
Weirdos have hope now. They think they can do it.
That's just wrong.
Two started dating in 2006. They broke up, rightly so, in 2008. But apparently they got back together again at the end of last year, and Marilyn proposed to her during his concert Monday night in Paris. That's just a big look at me, isn't it? When you're on stage at your concert and you propose to your girlfriend?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Douchebag.
I'll tell you the one thing about him that people may not realize. I don't know how much they...
He loves Coke?
A cola? Yeah.
No, blow. Cocaine.
He thought Ralph was the cop. Is that guy a cop?
While he shoveled copious amounts of cocaine up his nose.
Did you taste it? Do you know it was cocaine?
It was some white powder.
Yeah, it could have been cornstarch.
Okay.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't run it down to the lab.
He's a really funny, personable guy, is what I was going to say. Got a good sense of humor.
If I was that high on blow, I'd be personable and happy all the time, too.
He's a good-looking guy.
That's true. He's got that.
One of his eyes is all hunked up, though. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but one is all weird and spooky looking. He should have a doctor take a look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. It's a total affectation.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. He's got that.
Hey,
but at least a little blow. Did I mention he loves blow?
It's tragic that
he loves blow.
Allegedly, right. It's tragic that
I saw him. I saw him doing a bunch of blow backstage.
He's going to marry Evan Rachel Wood because she's way too good for him. But remember, he dated Dita Von Teese for a number of years, too.
Yeah.
That was outrageous.
Rose McGowan and a couple other hot chicks.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
It shows you that a lot of hot chicks are.
Yes, they are. They are. They are.
Way.
And that's why every guy wants to be a rock star, because they look at people like him and go, he got those people.
I could do that with his contact lens and his fame. I could do that. Yeah, good times. Speaking of Russell Brand and Katy Perry, here's how he proposed to her. Made a big production out of it, Natch. Had his girlfriend arrive in a horse-drawn carriage, sent a horse-drawn carriage for her.
Mm-hmm.
When she showed up at his home, where they were staying, he had the patio set up with hundreds of candles all over it.
Yeah.
And then he hid the ring in a bouquet of flowers that he presented to her.
Wow.
This is the indicator, in my opinion, of a guy who has addiction issues. He needs the big, grand gesture, needs the exciting moment, needs all the pomp and circumstance and the hoo-ha.
Needs the hoo-ha.
What happens to a guy like this who needs the drama and the spectacle when you get married to someone and you got the day in and day out and it's take out the garbage and who burnt the toast and why are you leaving your oatmeal bowl in the sink?
And can't you comb your hair once?
And why do you smell like patchouli? And don't you own anything other than a scarf? What happens to the relationship then? I think you run into the rocks at that point, because it where's all the excitement? Where's all the drama? A guy like him who's a former drug addict and a former sex addict who needs that hit, needs that high. I don't know. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
She better run. She better high. She better leave from his side.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Benatar making an appearance on today's Kevin DeBean Show.
No one knew. No one knew unless they knew, man.
I sure didn't.
See? That's what I'm saying. Jay Leno. Did you hear the rumors yesterday? NBC was going to cancel his poorly watched, unfunny show at 10 o'clock?
Right.
Yep.
Well, the Hollywood Reporter is confirming that NBC is, and I quote them, reconsidering their commitment to the Jay Leno show. Here's the thing. It blows, and no one's watching, and NBC is in a total panic.
All right, let me ask you this question. When he did The Tonight Show...
Yes?
It couldn't have been much better. I mean, it's him.
He wasn't funny then, and he's not funny now.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He had the goodwill of being the host of The Tonight Show.
And that
which carried a certain cachet to it, and people would watch it. And people will put up a lot of crap at late night that they won't put up with at 10 o'clock, in my opinion.
Oh, I see.
When there are other options.
Yeah, when it's 11:30 at night and you're laying in bed and you just want to watch a half an hour or something before you nod off, you're not that particular. At 10 o'clock when you're wide awake and you still have all your faculties and you want to watch good television,
right?
You can't watch Jay Leno. You just can't stomach him.
So he hasn't gotten a lot worse. It's just the same guy, but just wrong time. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Conan O'Brien's not getting good ratings either. for his stewardship of the Tonight Show.
And they're saying that has a lot to do with how poorly Jay is faring at 10, and then he drags down the 11 o'clock news, and then nobody's sticking around for Conan. Now Dave's beating Conan, so NBC's freaking out.
So what are they going to do? Well, we won't know until after the Olympics. Looks like it'll be status quo until after the Olympics. But then they're speculating that they will move Jay back into the 11:30 time slot.
Really?
For a half-hour truncated Tonight Show. Then at 12:05, put Conan O'Brien on. And then after that, Jimmy Fallon. It's just a triple shot.
They're trying desperately to hold on to all three of those
guys.
Here's
the thing. They've got big contracts with all of them.
Yeah.
And if they toss them, they still got to pay them out. So how do you justify to your stockholders that you're paying those kind of salaries without using their talents in some way?
Half-hour show. Interesting.
Yeah. Here's what Leno had to say in his monologue last night. He sort of bit the hand that feeds him when he talks about NBC here.
As you may have heard, there's a rumor floating around. We were canceled. I heard it coming in this morning.
I heard it, too.
On the radio. So far, nobody said anything to me. But, Kev, you know, if we did get canceled, give us time to maybe do some traveling.
That would be wonderful, man.
In fact, I understand Fox is beautiful this time.
It really is.
Oh, no, you did. He's got to travel networks.
Oh, NBC, if you don't do right by me, I'm going to go be bad on some other network. That's quite the threat. I'm going to take my poorly rated show that no one watches and go to another network. What did Fox ever do to Jay Leno that he wants to attack him like that?
That's funny. He did say that as if it was going to be the biggest burn ever. Yeah.
Like, it's like the girl who won't go out with you, the smoking hot girl who won't go out with you. And you say, well, fine then. I'm going to go out with this ugly girl over here.
You'll see.
I'll teach you.
I was thinking about this yesterday when I heard these rumors and stuff. And how ridiculous is it to think that he might go to mornings?
Mornings?
If you have this huge contract already, and like you're going
like
to pay him no matter what.
Right. Or something like that?
And it's dying at 10 o'clock. Pardon me. And you've already tried it at late night. Why not have him be the kingpin of morning shows?
That's not a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Because nobody's
looking for that kind of show in the morning. Because the mornings have to be mostly devoted to news. On all of the major networks.
Take it easy, Bean. I thought that was a good idea.
What are you talking about? Like a Regis and Kelly Ripa kind of show?
And the morning shows have so not been devoted to news lately. I mean,
talking about midday shows? Or you're talking about like the Today Show?
I'm talking like a Today Show type show.
That doesn't work.
Marginally devoted to news lately. I mean, it's mostly pop culture.
Bean has been a TV programmer for years, Mike.
He knows
what works and what doesn't work. But the View has big numbers. That does pretty well. And that's in the mornings, right?
Yeah, really? Midday shows. Yeah, I can see that maybe more so than
big numbers, that show?
Yeah.
The View?
Absolutely.
Wow. And Regis both are hugely successful.
Wow.
Maybe that time slot. I don't know.
I just don't think anybody wants to take them off anymore.
Yeah,
just take them off.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays today, shall we? Which may be the best celebrity birthday day ever.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
We may have to call the celebrity birthday party line. Maybe they're all in one room having a big party. I think there's a possibility.
All right.
It sounds like these are the kind of people who would hang together. Game show host Bob Eubanks is 72 years old today.
Wow.
That'd be in the butt, Bob.
He's hanging out with who?
It's Stephen Hawking. Legendary physicist Stephen Hawking. He's hanging out with him. 68 years old. Who's probably then passing the hash pipe to David Bowie, legendary English rock and roll star David Bowie, is 63 years old today, who probably is holding down a teenager while R. Kelly pees on her. She's 43 years old today.
Dude.
And, of course, Jenny Lewis of Rilo Kiley is 34 years old.
Rilo Kiley. Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah, just threw that in there.
Yeah. Is she going to be in the room, too?
No, okay. I don't think she'll make it.
How about Elvis? Is the king going to be there in spirit?
I don't do dead guys' birthdays so much, but Elvis Presley would have been 75 years old today had he lived, but he didn't. So let's not.
So let's not put him in the list.
Let's not go there.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Talk to actor Gary Coleman in about a half an hour or so here on an all-new Kevin and Bean show for Friday. By all accounts yesterday, those who have seen the movie where he quote-unquote, accidentally exposes his penis. Apparently, we can never call him a little person again, is what I'm being told.
Oh.
What? Apparently, Gary Coleman has nothing to be ashamed of, yet still is feigning outrage that his pee-pee is showing up in this movie. So we'll find out what's going on with Gary coming up in a few minutes. Plus, Ralph's got the movie beat to talk about Daybreakers and other films opening this weekend in a few minutes.
If a person were to use the word pee-pee ever,
yes,
it fits probably best with midgets. I think that's actually a perfect use.
Pee-pee.
All right, let's introduce a new feature called Stuff They Won't Let Us Do. And It's based on the fact that the company that owns this radio station hates it and wants it to go away.
The radio station?
Yeah. I think so.
In a way, that's true.
I think so.
We really are a burr in their saddle.
So basically, we've been through the last 2 or 3 years. We've been behind the scenes, meetings with lawyers, what can we say, what we can't say. It changes every day.
Yep.
And then they, you know, they send us stuff that says, you know, you need to sign this saying that everything's perfectly clear.
You know exactly what you can and cannot say.
Right, which is impossible. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. So Bean and I write, either don't sign it or write on it. I have no idea what this is supposed to mean.
Right.
Because it's absurd. It's just absurd.
They don't even know what it means.
Of course. It means whatever they're going to need it to mean in the future so that they can fire us.
Right.
So anyway, that's how it's going with us. And I think it's good.
It's going well.
So we started stuff they won't let us do. We had the ability to talk to Sean Connery about his New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this is really a new feature, don't we need a new theme song?
This is the stuff. This is the stuff. This is the stuff they won't let us do. This bullshit, man.
Okay, so... So here's
can we
what
put that in a new bit called Stuff We Shouldn't Have Done? That intro?
No, that was awesome. So basically what they've done is they've said, hey, listen, we're the lawyers in New York. We're on your side.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you. They would look, and they would say,
use us.
Yeah, yeah. And they would
we're a
say,
tool.
They would say, honestly, use us. We're a tool. We can help. We can mm-hmm. make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, correct us if we're wrong, but... Aren't you lawyers for the giant company that owns this radio station? So how are you here to help us? It seems like you're here to protect them from us.
Right.
And, oh, no. You should run everything that you're going to do by us. And then we could give you our thoughts. And we laughed at that one. I mean, really, that's just dumb.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
We know better than that.
That's just the worst idea ever.
Yeah, of
And
course.
We said, aren't you... If you're supposed to be defending the company, aren't you just going to say no to everything? Because really, that's just the only safe answer.
Right. If there's anything we need to run by them, then clearly it's got something in it that's not just praying to the good Lord.
Right, sure. Sure.
You know?
So, so we were going to talk to Sean Connery about his New Year's resolutions, and someone heard it. And they said, we better send this to lawyers right now. We need to get an okay for the lawyers. Yeah. So they sent it to the lawyers. And the lawyers have written back. And I don't think that we're ever going to be able to talk to Sean Connery about New Year's resolutions. That's what I'm getting from this memo.
Okay.
But you guys tell me. Quote, from an indecency standpoint, I have minor concerns about the edits near the beginning at 20 seconds and 46 seconds. And the word, one word is the F word, and the other is vagina.
Okay.
Which were beeped out, right?
Yes, they were beeped.
The F word certainly beeped out, at least. Okay.
With respect to sufficiency. So basically what they're saying in lawyer speak is a longer beep, I think.
So there's no way anyone could ever tell in a million years what that word was.
Correct.
Okay.
The brief... By the way, if this doesn't make you want to hear it more... The brief necrophilia segment... is pretty distasteful, too.
Really?
Distasteful is against the law now?
Well, and that's another thing that we've been having an ongoing argument with them about is, look, you're lawyers. You can tell us what you're comfortable with legally.
Right.
But distasteful, we don't care what you think.
Yeah.
The standard can't be whether someone will find something that they hear on the radio distasteful because people find everything distasteful. Somebody out there will find everything distasteful because not everybody has the same sensibilities.
Right. And people want to get their feelings hurt for the most part. And by the way, they also started to go, you know what? Not that funny. And we would say, look, we don't tell you how to be a lawyer. Don't tell us how to be funny. It might not be funny.
We've talked.
You might be right, but we're going to make that decision, not you.
And we've talked to them. They have no sense of humor.
At all, yeah, of course.
Yeah, at all.
Because they're lawyers. The brief necrophilia segment is pretty distasteful. And the reference to Sean Eggs at the end makes the point of the last quarter of the bit especially plain as well.
Oh, no, we don't want that. Sean Eggs.
despite the bleeps, I think Kevin and Bean were actually well advised not to air the bit given that most of the the piece relates to extreme sexual conduct.
Which is the best kind, by the way.
And then they go on talking about the commission and the FCC and how that gets their attention and blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
From a defamation standpoint, you're also getting close to the edge here. So now they're saying that because we're talking to Sean Connery,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote,
we have to be careful that he doesn't get upset about that. And that you need to make it believable. And if you get too unbelievable, then he's going to get upset and he's going to respond.
But isn't the more
unbelievable it is, the more obvious it is that it's a parody. I don't think anybody, in all the times we've talked to quote unquote Sean Connery, Ralph in the other room, I don't think anyone's ever thought, hey, wait a minute. Right. I wonder if that's the real Sean Connery.
Right. And to us, because we've been doing this for a while, the more outrageous it is, the less chance it is that he's going to get upset because it's clearly, clearly not him.
Right.
And it's parody, which is protected by the First Amendment.
We can't argue that this is an outrageous parody of a public figure who is that is protected speech. Can. They won't, but they can.
They could.
If we were going to defend you, Kevin B.,
for us.
Here's what we'd say.
However, our risk also runs on a sliding scale here. This is the kind of stuff that we have to read, and we're trying to figure out, like, I don't speak lawyer, so I have to try and figure out what they're talking about. The more deviant that you pretend his behavior to be, i.e. necrophilia.
Come on, that's funny.
And then, comma. Killing people to have sex.
I would love to be in the room when they're writing this.
Right?
I love that there's some guy at the company whose job it is to be the indecency expert. Who has to come up with this stuff all the time.
So they say the more deviant you pretend it to be, that's the worse it is. So he said the more likely we are to get a claim from Sean Connery.
If we haven't gotten a claim from Sean Connery yet.
Which we've done
100 times.
How many years?
100 times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
But that's not the point.
Of course not.
The point is...
there's a sliding scale.
Companies are run by lawyers. Lawyers are paid to keep people out of trouble. So anything that approaches anything interesting must be stopped.
If they wrinkle their nose, we can't play it.
Yeah. I would try to keep these Connery parodies away from bits that may actually raise his ire to the point that he responds. Please let me know if you have any questions. So, it may have been the funniest Sean Connery ever.
He had a lot to say about New Year's, I'll tell you that.
He did. And his New Year's resolutions. And you're going to have to trust us on that.
All I know is they're Sean eggs. And I want to know more about that. Because that sounds great.
Yeah.
You want to tell people about your new website, Kevin?
StuffTheyWon'tLetUsDo.com.
Yeah. Any chance that something like this might end up on someplace like that?
I'm not sure. I doubt it. That's the plan.
It's a good plan.
That's the plan. But our lawyers aren't trying to find ways to help us be entertaining.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're checking with lawyers, and then those lawyers are going to check with lawyers. But it's something that never aired on K-Rock or on the radio station. And so... maybe we can put it on the site. So I had the King of Mexico look for it. StuffTheyWon'tLetUsDo.com.
Okay.
Now I own it, and we're going to have to
figure it. Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
It would be nice if there were a place to put things that get nixed before they hit the air so that people who are interested in that kind of material, you know, we got some necrophiliacs in the audience. We've not been serving well. Those types of people will have something good to go.
Here's the one thing I'll tell you. It's always the best stuff. It's always the funniest stuff.
That is true.
So, we're reading from the Bible next. So, hope you enjoy that, everybody.
This is the stuff they won't let us do!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, Friday morning now. Gary Coleman in minutes. Ralph's got the movie beat right now.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Welcome to my world.
It is Friday. That means about a half a dozen new movies in Cineplexes throughout these great United States of ours. Let's take a look at what's on the big screen and whether you should go or not, shall we? Okay. Let's kick off with Crazy on the Outside. Let me give a little my impression of what happened in some office somewhere in Hollywood that made this movie possible.
Okay.
Bill, get in here. Yeah. Yes, boss? We need to make this comedy really crappy. Who should we cast in it? We have Tim Allen available. Yeah, that'll make it crappy, but not crappy enough. How can we really make it crappy? We can let him direct. That's it!
man.
You've just got a raise. Yeah, Crazy on the Outside is Tim Allen's directorial debut. In this comedy, that's in quotes, Tim Allen has been released from jail after 3 years and moves in with his supportive sister, played by Sigourney Weaver. Here's the thing. In explaining Tommy's whereabouts to Grandma, they've kept that from her, and they've told her that he's been in France for 3 years.
Okay.
And she thinks he's been in France, so they all have to pretend he's been in France.
Shut up, Tim Allen.
In this movie.
And that's what the whole movie's about?
Well, it's about him, you know, trying to acclimate to being back in the real world.
Without letting...
After he's been in prison. Hmm. Without letting Grandma know that he was not in France. She comes out wearing a beret.
No, she doesn't.
When he shows up to the house.
No,
and
she doesn't.
Welcome home from France. See, and it's funny because it's an old lady in a beret. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Here is a collection of hilarious clips from the trailer of Crazy on the Outside.
After 3 years in prison, Tommy Zelda couldn't wait to get home.
You're my brother. I love you, so I lied.
Until he got there.
So where have I been for 3 years?
Welcome home from France.
In a comedy about trying to go straight.
Did you ever kill anybody?
I'm thinking about it.
While trying not to go.
I'm not the guy that went into prison. I'm the man that came out.
Crazy on the Outside.
For your enjoyment.
Nope.
Omar.
Omar's,
you know, Omar's
go.
Going. He loves Tim Allen.
That does sound exceptionally bad, yeah. Even for Tim Allen.
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Unless you put him in a Santa Claus suit, I can't think of a way to make that movie any worse.
Wow.
So please enjoy. Also opening up this weekend, Wonderful World, Matthew Broderick stars in this dark comedy about a cynic whose roommate changes his life when he invites his sister to come stay with him, and apparently they both are changed for the better by this wonderful, wonderful woman. What happened to Matthew Broderick? He used to be a movie star.
What's happening?
Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a scene from Wonderful World.
The study concluded that the cost in terms of human life was not equal to the cost of rebuilding the highway. And so this deadly spot on the highway remains, and in 5 years, 20 more people will die. Ibu Ndiaye came here from Senegal. He worked as a guard at an outlet store in Carson. He's a great chess player. He's my friend. And he was thrown away. Well, what kind of a world do we live in that his life is worth less than this nobody's ability to get quickly into a parking space?
Oh, I didn't know it was a comedy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. Him defending his friend in court.
No!
Leap Year? A romantic comedy.
Nope.
I'm excited.
Oh, Lisa.
I love Amy Adams.
I do too, but this thing looks so...
It is absolutely cookie cutter.
It is so formulaic. And just Amy Adams plays a girl who's been waiting for her boyfriend to propose to her for 4 years. And in Ireland, on the leap year, on leap day of leap year, every February 29th, every 4 years, it's an Irish tradition where the women can propose to the men.
Right.
So she is going to take advantage of that and get herself to Dublin where her boyfriend is.
Right.
And propose to him. You think she's going to meet a handsome young stranger along the way? And they become traveling companions?
I don't think so.
Have a change of heart by the time she gets to her boyfriend in Dublin?
Well, yeah, because I saw the trailer.
Oh, think that might happen?
Oh, yeah.
Think it could happen?
Yeah.
Don't care.
Here is Matthew Good, who plays Declan, her Irish companion, as they travel to Dublin together. And in this scene, he is trying to show her how unimpressed he is with her fashion choices.
Can you be careful with that? That was a gift for my boyfriend.
What's a suitcase?
It's a Vuitton.
What?
A Louis Vuitton.
Come on. Ah, is it yourself, Louis? Can I give you a hand getting into the car, Louis? Named her suitcase. He's a crackpot.
See, he thinks she's named her suitcase.
There's a misunderstanding because they come from different cultures, but they'll soon find that they share love, Ralph.
See, he's sort of a blue-collar, rough-and-tumble guy, and she is a hoity-toity type.
So they're opposites.
They're opposites, yet the time spent together on the road may change each other's opinion about each other.
I have a question.
No, you don't. Really?
Yeah, I do. I have a question. A serious question.
All right.
How does this happen?
Because I'm going to go.
Because Lisa and her ilk
and
ruin it
wife.
For all of us.
And your wife.
Ruin it
but
for all
Tim
of
Allen
us.
But the Tim Allen thing? Everything.
Well, you ruined that for all
I
of us.
I am not going to see that. How dare you.
You and your Paul Blart going people ruin it. Ruin comedies for
They're
all of us.
They're not the same, by the way.
They are very similar. Daybreakers, finally. Something
there you
interesting.
Go. Yes.
Vampires. Ethan Hawke, Willem Dafoe, Sam Neill. Here's the basic premise. In 2017, a plague has transformed almost every human being on the planet into a vampire, which is fine, except that vampires need human blood, right? So if all human beings are being turned into vampires, eventually they're going to run out of the regular humans to feed from.
Right.
And so the dwindling blood supply creates a panic amongst the vampire community. And on top of it, there's a subplot where there's a bunch of covert vampires who are trying to save humankind. They're on the side of the humans. So there's a battle inside the vampire community
they're
as well.
On the side of the humans because they think they'll get more blood? Or
Because they think they have a right to live. Humans have a right to live,
yeah, but
Kevin.
Vampires don't come to that conclusion ever.
Some vampires do.
All right.
Some vampires like human beings. Here's a scene from Daybreakers where Ethan Hawke is turning down a drink of real blood from a human being. Why?
Smells human.
100% pure. That's one of the perks of serving your country.
I can't. I don't touch human blood.
You don't touch human blood. You work for a company that uses humans like cattle.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Your company working on some type of fake blood. That's one thing.
But we all know that their money comes from farming human pigs. We all know that. I don't hunt humans. That is your job.
I find them. You farm them.
A blood substitute means the end of human hunting.
Fake blood.
A political thriller about vampires. Awesome.
It looks great.
It looks great. They do that.
I love that.
They do.
My favorite vampire noise. Besides, bleh. That's a good one, too. And Youth and Revolt, Michael Cera, Portia Doubleday, Ray Liotta. Cera playing a nerdy teenager, believe it or not, in this particular film.
Michael Cera?
Yeah, I know.
What?
He is frustrated by his strong libido and his inability to have any game whatsoever. And so what he has to do is sort of create a doppelganger. Has to create an alternate personality in order to get some play with the ladies, in order to stand up for himself and sort of be more of a man. He creates Francois.
That's the name?
His alternate identity, yes, who is more of a badass. Here is a scene from the movie where Nick, played by Michael Cera, is forced to develop his alter ego.
My one and only love needs me to be bad, to overcome the inhibitions that compel me to be law-abiding, polite to my elders, and excessively nice. I have decided to create a supplementary persona named Francois Dillinger. Bold, contemptuous of authority, and irresistible to women. Francois is just the type of aggressive sociopath who can wage and win a war of nerves.
Love Michael Cera, love the concept. Looks very funny.
I do too.
Yeah. Youth and Revolt and Daybreakers, I think either one of those would be a wise choice this weekend. And if you go to see Crazy on the Outside, I will know it, and I will find you, and I will slap you in the back of the head while you're watching.
We're going to get a report
something's gonna
over the weekend?
You may not see it coming, but something bad will happen to you, I promise. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday. That means Adam Carolla joins us later on. I think about 20 minutes or so. Ace Man is going to be here with The Week in Rage. We also have actress Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck. Matt Money Smith will be on talking about the BCS National Championship College Football Game, which, Kevin, you were at the Kings game, so you can get a chance to watch. Very exciting game. Didn't look like it was going to be exciting, but it turned out to be very close until the last couple of minutes. So, anyway, all of that on today's Kevin and Bean Show, so won't you please enjoy.
Let's talk to Gary Coleman, shall we?
Yeah, it's been a long time we've had Gary on the show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Gary.
How you been, Gare?
Yeah.
Long time no talk. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Well, we're good.
We're doing fine. And we got a note from somebody in your camp, maybe one of your publicists or something, who said you were upset about something this week. And we thought if Gary's upset, then he's got our airwaves to explain what went wrong.
Well, what went wrong is
I could read from the email if that'd make it easier.
Well, my penis is going to be shown to the whole world
on the movie screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the film Midgets vs. Mascots is the movie that we understand that you shot recently, and you're claiming that there was something was shot that should not have ended up in the movie because you did not authorize it? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Exactly. I did not authorize any full frontal parts.
Okay.
But when you think about it, on a screen that big, could be pretty impressive.
That's a good point.
If it's going to be seen, that's probably the best case scenario.
Yeah, but I don't roll that way.
Oh, I see.
And I'm pretty upset about it. And I talked to the producers yesterday, and they won't take it out.
Well, you've already taken it out. Hey, Gary, what was going on in the scene where your penis accidentally fell out? I mean, I don't know much about this film, but how was your penis even available for somebody to shoot on film?
Well, I was wearing a robe. I was in a shower area, and my robe parted. And
was there a breeze?
A full frontal member poked his head out.
Okay. How little?
Okay. Gary, are you really upset, or are you just, is this a great way to publicize a movie that probably doesn't have a lot of money for advertising? Because from what I heard on Access Hollywood and other shows last night, you've got nothing to be embarrassed about, my friend.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's them.
Right.
That's their opinion.
Right.
I don't do nudity. And
well, I think that's a good policy for you in general, but...
But if it accidentally happens and the word on the street is that, you know, you got a lot to work with, that's not going to hurt you in any way, shape, or form. I mean, if anything else, that's going to be impressive to people.
Well, I know you guys are always impressed by that.
Well,
but I'm a little bit ashamed and a little bit turned off by it.
Now, okay. So let me ask you another question.
I really want them to take it out.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. Are you ashamed by the movie Midgets versus Mascots? In
yes.
general?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it, why, because it didn't turn out good? You thought it would be when you signed up for it, or what do you mean?
Just another one of those jobs I do to pay the bills.
Yeah.
I got you. So you're not vouching for its quality, it's just you needed the work. I understand.
Exactly.
Now, if I understand it correctly, there's a competition, and there's five little people, and there's five mascots for sports teams. So, like, you know, whatever, the San Diego Chicken or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They compete with you somehow? In what kind of events?
We're competing for money.
Right, but in what kind of events?
All kinds of bizarre events. You got to see the movie.
The one that you really don't like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Midgets vs. Mascots, by the way, is going to have a theatrical premiere next weekend in Dallas and Houston and other cities around the country. I guess they're doing one of those rollout things. You can also buy it on DVD at midgetsversusmascots.com. I am entering my credit card information right now with Gary Coleman on the phone. I can't wait to see this movie, Gary. Are you kidding me? It sounds awesome.
Sale.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Look, I understand it's embarrassing if somebody sees your willy and you don't want them to. But again, what I'm telling you is there's no downside in your case. If people are impressed, it only adds to the magic and the mystery that is Gary Coleman. You're going to be fine. This isn't going to hurt you, Gary. This isn't a bad thing.
You need to follow this up with a sex tape, as a matter of fact.
I followed up with a what?
Sex tape. You need to follow it up. You need to take it to the next step.
Oh, you see, you're a freak.
I'm just saying. I do have one clip from the movie, and it kind of shows how everyone gets along, the mascots and the little people.
You were an actor, right?
I still am.
You still are? Okay, so besides Webster, what else have you done? Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, you did.
What did I say?
Wrong character, wrong guy, you idiot.
What the f*** have you done? Oh, you had that video that blew up on YouTube, that Chocolate Rain video. Right?
See, because Webster's another little guy.
Right, exactly. Gary, I think the movie's going to be fine. I think you're going to be fine. I think it's always great to catch up with you on the Kevin Bean Show. I was glad to see you got out of the hospital and you're feeling okay now, right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I am feeling quite well.
So go see
very,
the movie.
We were very concerned when we saw that on TMZ that you'd gone to the hospital, but I'm glad you're okay.
So go thank see you. The movie or don't go see the movie?
I would say don't go see the movie.
Jeez. Okay. All right. Just wanted to clarify that. All right, Gary. We're glad you're well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
We'd like, you know what?
Happy New Year.
Actually, we'd like to talk to you after we've seen the movie, if you don't mind.
That's not a problem.
All right.
Fantastic. All right, Gary. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, anytime, anywhere, the cough or cold strikes, get pure Robitussin Relief to go. It's Robitussin Relief in a new, neat, single-dose spoon that you can take anywhere. New Robitussin to go. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
And a new, neat spoon.
To go. Because sometimes I'm in such a rush, I have to take my Robitussin while I'm on the road.
That's good news. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 6:54.
Adam Carolla coming up after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Friday. What's going on?
All I care about is Yvonne Strahovski coming.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, she's
so
going to...
beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those of you don't know, she's on Chuck, one of my favorite shows. Play Sarah.
You only got to wait an hour. Now, what happens if she comes in and she's a Cowboys fan, Ralph?
That won't happen.
Mm. That won't happen.
Because she's Australian.
What happens, though?
I don't think she even likes American football.
Okay.
Yeah. I just go, hi, Miss Yvonne. I just want to do that.
Nice.
Thank you. I just got my tickets for Pee-wee. You know, Pee-wee's coming back. He'll be live on stage.
Know. Yep.
Here in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Got my tickets for opening night. I'm very excited.
Pretty cool.
It's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. I won't get annoying, will I? I'll do that for
no,
next
not
two
at
weeks.
All.
All right. Before I get to showbiz news, I've got tickets to give away to see Daybreakers. We were just talking about this movie. New vampire movie starring Ethan Hawke. About humans versus vampires. Looks awesome. If you'd like to go, I've got a pair of tickets that will be good for you to see Daybreakers anytime during the entire run of the engagement of that movie in theaters.
So let's
at
say
your convenience.
Let's say you want to go like five times in one weekend.
No. Can't
done.
Do that.
Done.
No, no, that's the opposite.
Show them the card.
You go once, anytime during the entire run of the engagement that Daybreakers is in theaters.
Okay.
If you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. First five callers get a pair of tickets to go see Daybreakers at your leisure.
That's going to be good.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? It is doctors versus Megan Fox.
What?
The medical community is angry with Megan Fox.
Why?
Well, she recently did an interview, and she said she doesn't diet or exercise to keep her amazing body
right
in that condition. What she does do, she says, is she likes to perform homemade cleanses that she makes at home with varying ingredients, but mostly apple cider vinegar she drinks.
Oh,
well,
that's
well,
like that.
I do have a 22-inch waist.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, but what's the...
Well, the medical community, Kevin, is furious. Because they say that gives the permission to young women to believe that there is some magic pill, lotion, or potion for weight loss involving these cleanses, and they don't believe in them. It says the body has its own methods to detox. You do not need to drink apple cider vinegar, and you're much better off with a healthy diet and exercise. And Megan Fox is sending the wrong message.
But what she's doing is clearly working, and working beautifully.
For her.
That plus the hitting the DNA lottery.
Right. And yeah. She probably wouldn't be fat if she didn't drink apple cider vinegar because she just has that metabolism.
Right.
And she just looks like that.
But don't these doctors have anything real to do?
Dangerous. It could be dangerous.
Lots of people send that wrong message. All the time. Why now?
So don't pick on our Megan.
And they're not doctors. And just saying. Dietitian Lucy Jones is upset.
That's why. Female.
She's a female doctor? Is that why? Yeah, it's probably true.
The back right off.
I used to listen to you guys before you started talking about me so much, and then I couldn't take it. I can't listen anymore.
Come on.
That hurts me.
Come back to us, Megan. Tila Tequila.
Hi!
I thought if you had told me a year and a half ago
right,
it would be possible for me to hate her more than I already hated her, I would have balked.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't think that level was possible.
I didn't. But apparently there is an infinite capacity for hate when it comes to Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
More so than ever in the wake of this Casey Johnson death. She, of course, was engaged to Casey Johnson. They were going to be wife and wife, mm-hmm. if you believe the tweets. And ever since her death, she has been drawing lots of attention to herself. Even this week, when she called the cops to come to her house... Because she said Nikki Hilton and Bijou Phillips showed up trying to take custody of their two puppies.
What?
Apparently Nikki Hilton, Paris Hilton's sister,
yeah,
and Bijou Phillips, who were friends with Casey Johnson, believed that Tila wasn't capable of taking care of Casey's dogs.
Right.
So they showed up to take the dogs, and Tila went off, and there was arguing, and the cops were called. And Tila said that they were trying to take the dogs so that they could kill them and then bury them with Casey.
What?
What's happened to her?
What's happened to all of them?
Really?
This is just so sad. This is sadder than her death.
I was thinking about this yesterday. If someone that I cared about died, I wouldn't want to speak to another human being
no.
for years, and she somehow can't stop going, hey, everyone, look at me.
What happened?
Yeah, so. Latest in the attention fest that is Tila Tequila.
I don't know anything about her ability to take care of pets, but I'm with the friends.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't like, give her a pet.
You know what I mean? Just,
no way.
Let's just side with them.
And not because she's Asian, right? That's not what you're suggesting.
No, stop it.
Awesome.
Have you seen the commercials for the new Fox show, Our Little Genius?
Yeah.
About the little kids who are so much smarter than you are?
No.
It's like 8-year-old kids, they pit up against regular people and they ask them questions like, what is the chemical formula for stuff
pie
and things? Anyway, you won't be watching it.
Uh-oh, why?
Fox has already pulled the show before it even debuted on January the 13th, following American Idol.
Well, that was a plum spot, right? I mean,
yeah.
Following American Idol, that's they have high hopes.
Apparently, there was some problem with how the information was relayed to contestants during the pre-production of the show. Now, it's a game show, and there are very specific federal regulations about how these shows are supposed to be conducted. And apparently something went awry in the production of the show, and so to err on the side of safety, Fox is pulling the show off the airwaves. Instead, it's going to be a 90-minute American Idol, and then they're going to replay The Simpsons' 450th episode after that. So if you were looking forward to Our Little Genius, and I'm sure Kevin was.
Yeah, no.
You won't be able to see it, sadly.
I think, was Kevin Pollak, is he the host of that show?
I believe he was.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they pulled it.
Kevin, are you excited that American Idol's coming back next week?
No.
Dude, bad singers, though.
The bad stuff.
Bad singer
you
week.
Like that.
The bad singers are great.
That's what I'm saying.
But then it goes south. I can't do karaoke on songs that I hate pretty with about 95% of the songs I hate.
Yeah.
And then they sing a poor version of them. I can't drink that much to enjoy that show. Can't do it.
Well, let's not get crazy.
I can. Okay,
yeah,
I can.
You can.
I can and I have.
And lastly, President Barack Obama has been losing favor considerably in the past couple of months, and now he has ticked off yet another portion of the population.
Uh-oh.
Lost fans. Lost
what?
Fans are furious with President Barack Obama.
What, did he give away the ending?
Yes. He told them how they got off the island. He mentioned it during a head of state meeting, and apparently now it's all over the internet. No, he has announced that he is going to do his State of the Union address on February the 2nd.
No, no,
turns out
acceptable.
That is the evening that ABC has set aside for the debut of the sixth and final season of Lost, and Lost fans are losing their S over this.
I'd like to suggest that ABC go ahead and play Lost, because if you want to watch the president, you can watch it on
anywhere, right?
Other channel.
Yeah,
good idea.
I would agree with you, but ABC is not going to do that. They intend to air the State of the Union address. I don't know what that means about our Lost episode, but we'll have to wait and see.
What's more important, what the president has to say or getting back to the island? Seriously.
I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah.
You should bring out Jack and Kate. Just sit for a little bit. Just
stand
bring
next
them
to
out.
Them. Yeah. They should sit behind them like the vice president yeah. and the Speaker of the House does during this thing. And they can applaud or
right?
they can stand up and everything.
Then black but smoke monster should kind of come up.
He should go over the Republican side and start just grabbing random Republicans and dragging them out. Dragging them out of the hall. That'd be awesome. They combine the two, Lost and the State of the Union address.
Now I would watch.
I would too.
And there's no reason, by the way, none at all, that the president can't have the State of the Union address before February sweeps begin and all the shows are back. Go ahead and have it in January. Do it.
Look, I'm with you. I have no say over this. I'm with Kevin, too. Why isn't CNN and Fox News and Headline News and all the other news channels, why don't they cover it?
They all will.
And if you want to watch, you certainly can tune in. And those of us who want to watch regular programming can watch that. I'm very excited about the return of Lost, by the way.
I would bet that the ratings for it would be higher if they did it that way, just because they're the only exception during that time.
I'm sure CNN would love that. I'm sure they would love, the cable news outlets would love to have it exclusively on those channels. So you're right. I think people would watch who wanted to watch.
Of course, there are millions of people without cable, so it'd be nice if it were available somewhere on regular TV.
F people without cable.
Put it on PBS.
There you go. But F people without cable. Seriously, this day and age, if you don't have cable, F you.
It's a lot of people. DJ Omar Khan.
It's been a lot of FUs then. How about that? F him, by the way, DJ Omar Khan.
But it's going to be on all the other networks too, right? I mean, it's going to be on CBS. It's going to be on
NBC. But they've also got, you know, primetime programming for sweeps that they're excited about.
Those guys sort of make an agreement with each other. All right, we'll all do it.
Right.
That's
and ABC should just go,
yeah, we'll do it, sure.
And then just at the last moment, just pull a fast one and screw over the other networks?
Yes.
That's not the way the world works, Kevin.
It is when I run it.
Yeah, well, you're duplicitous. That's all I have to say about you.
I'm going
to
look up that word.
Yes.
Figure out
when you find out what that means, you're going to be very unhappy. Today's celebrity birthday is Bob Eubanks. He was a legendary game show host for many years, did the old Newlywed Game. Mm-hmm. And I do this every year on his birthday. I mentioned one of my favorite moments ever. On any game show ever. When Bob Eubanks asked a young newlywedded couple, what's the most unusual place you ever made whoopee? And the wife answered, that'd be in the butt, Bob. Said it. Actually said that.
And he, of course, meant location.
He meant location.
That's real? That's not an urban legend that really happened?
Everyone thought it was an urban legend for the longest time. Bob Eubanks used to say, no, that never happened. And then they actually found the tape. They actually found the episode. So that actually happened, yeah. Actually, she didn't say butt either, by the way, on television. It's great when you watch the actual thing. Like, in the... Stephen Hawking. Smart dude.
Nope.
Not a great athlete, but very wise. He is 68 years old today. Guitarist Robbie Krieger, who played guitar for The Doors, legendary L.A. band, is 64 years old. David Bowie is 63 years old. He looks pretty good for 63, that Bowie, by the way.
Sure.
Just goes to show you, a lot of hard drugs early in life preserves you.
Is that the message for the kiddies
today? Look at Psycho Mike. Looks.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't spend 8 years without a needle hanging out of his arm. Now look at him. Looks like $100, this guy. And singer R. Kelly is 43 years old today. I don't even want to think about how he's going to celebrate. I do not want to know.
Because you know exactly.
All I say, you better put down some of those plastic painter's tarps. That's all I got to say.
And wear a raincoat if you know him.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Friday means the Ace Band stops by the Kevin and Bean Show. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Adam Carolla from AdamCarolla.com is here.
Yeah, get it all.
And by the way, I don't think we remember to mention this last week, but congratulations, because thanks to Adam and his last-minute push, Galpin Motors in North Hills, California was able to retain the crowd as the number one best-selling Ford dealer in the United States.
Nicely done.
I know they were very close to losing it to Bill Brown Ford of Livonia, Michigan, but I think your enthusiasm last time you were in really put him right over the top. So congratulations, Ace.
Well, you know, I had my guys at the county line anyway, just in case.
To intercept it?
Golden Axel tried to leave the state. So, well, very excited.
I think they owe that title to you.
Well, hey, real quick, before you start talking about stuff, AdamCarolla.com, of course, you've been doing the podcasts live. We hear that is a great experience. You've got two upcoming events for people who want to be there in person to see you and your special guests on stage. What's that about?
Well, two things. One, we're going to be at the Brea Improv this Wednesday. That's right, on the 13th. We sold out the first show, essentially, and we've added a second show. So if you want to come out and check that out, it's fun. Ralph was out there. We had a good time. Also, Irvine Improv on the 20th. But you know what the Improv guys said?
What?
They said, when I do this show, the phone rings. This is the place to go to get their phone to ring. So when you do the Kevin and Bean show.
Oh, this show. I thought you were talking about your podcast.
No, phone does not ring when I do my podcast. When I do this show, the Kevin and Bean show, that's when their phones light up.
And people call and go, is that guy that says, yeah, get it on?
Yeah.
That's
and then
that
they
guy.
Go, he's annoying. And then they go, when's Gitchy Guy coming to town? And then they hang up. Yeah, but the phone rings.
Okay.
And then they never say that. They go, the phone's ringing off the hook. Yeah, but maybe it's a guy on the other line who thinks you're an a-hole.
Who's angry, right.
Right. They never do that part. But no, they say this show gets the dial moving over there. So thank you, Kevin and Bean. And we'll see you guys at Brea. But again, first show. No, I got bid here.
Okay, all right.
First show sold out, so you got to kind of shoot for the second show. And I would
what time
suggest
the second show's better anyway, because you get a chance to drink a little bit more before you get on the stage.
What time does the second show start?
8 o'clock first show, 10 o'clock second
show.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
You'll be there. It's a short drive. It's Freya. I wanted to talk in this first break. I don't have my Week in Rage yet, right? That's next break.
That's coming up next,
This is just a general overall
pissiness.
Okay.
BCS game over at Pasadena last night. A lot of folks in town. What is it with college football fans where they have, like, just unlimited travel funds? Like, they go,
they
go, what do you do? Well, I drive the honey wagon. I clean out the porta potties. So what are you doing out here? Well, we bought a Winnebago. We had it customized. Put a hot tub in it. Took the month off. Drove out here from Tuscaloosa. Got ourselves, we're staying at the Four Seasons, but we took the Winnebago out here. We had it custom painted in Crimson Tide colors, you know. Then we dug up Paul Bear Bryant and had it mounted on the hood. And I'm like, what? Where do the funds come from for the month off parade around the country? But then you run into the guy, and I ran into this guy yesterday. He's wearing a Paul Bear Bryant hat.
Sure.
He's like 22. And
explain to people, that was their coach for how many years? 30?
70 years.
Okay, 70.
He started coaching from the womb.
Yes.
Started drawing up the X's and the O's in the womb, and then he coached, I think, about 3 days. Actually, 3 days after he died.
Still coaching.
Yes, the casket.
All right.
Coaching from the casket.
All right.
So this guy's wearing a hat, and he's like, who are you pulling for? And I said, I don't know. I'm from North Hollywood. I went to Valley College, and I put on academic probation. I don't even know the name of the team. And he's like, he's offended. He's like, visibly, what's the matter? You're not a Tide fan? I'm like, the detergent? I like the detergent more than I like your goddamn football team. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I wouldn't mind if Texas won. What? And it's like, it's like I raped his daughter in front of him.
Yeah.
And then I really have to, you have to say to everybody who's from either Texas or Tuscaloosa, wherever you're from, we don't give a crap about your team. Why are you getting so red in the face? Really? We don't care. We're not from, I've never been to Alabama. There's a bunch of bad songs written about it.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys invent slavery or lynching or something?
I'm not sure that's accurate.
You may have done it. I think I've seen the plaque. Okay. All I'm saying is Leonard Skinner has a crappy song about
right.
you. Well, actually, has a good one, and Neil Young has a bad one.
Okay.
It's a push. The point is don't get upset that I'm not a huge Crimson Tide fan. And what kind of name is that? A Red Tide sounds like Tammy's on her period.
Oh,
it really
on.
Does.
Oh,
it's disgusting. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I swear
yes.
to, if any woman who is an Alabama fan and it's that time of the month, you should say that to your man. That's who's coming to town.
Can I give you the one positive?
Mm.
The fans for both of those teams, Alabama and Texas, the chicks.
Yes.
Amazingly hot.
Yeah.
All of them.
But
they're
not
allowed to travel out of the state unless they meet a requirement
right.
of being a 9.
Fatty, stay home.
Yeah.
That's what happens because these guys are ambassadors for the state, and we don't need the pigs coming along and screwing up a lot of vacation plans.
Right.
No, I agree. It's like,
hotties,
hop in the Winnebago. We're heading for Pasadena.
No, I do.
But I know if you got there, you'd find some ugly chicks. There's no way. You get to Alabama, you'd find some ugly chicks.
Of course.
It's just they bring the hotties.
They're not allowed to leave the state.
And plus, you have to factor in mileage. You know what I mean? You can carry 3-4 hotties for every one chunkster. If you think about it.
Point.
It's all about weight.
That's a good point.
We need to take a break. Adam Carolla is here, as he is every Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Please go to adamcarolla.com. See him next Wednesday night on stage at the Brea for the second show. Tickets on sale now. When we return, it's the Week in Rage after this on the Kevin and Bean. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Actress Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck joins us in about a half an hour or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Can't wait for that. In the meantime, it's Friday. Adam Carolla is here. It's time for the Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
All right, starting at 3, working my way down to number 1. First, you guys were talking about Tia Tequila, and then there's there's Snooki over from the Shores. Who, by the way,
Jersey Shore, yeah.
I did the Leno show, maybe the last one to do it last week, and Snooki was on doing 10 at 10 before me. I had to wait till Snooki was done, and I thought,
wow.
You know, listen, I'm no A-lister, but I've been here for 15 goddamn years, and I got to wait for this spray tan tub of lard to finish fumbling through some questions before I can hit the stage. Jesus Christ, what is this world come to? And then I see People Magazine on my counter in the kitchen this morning. Guess who's on the cover? Kate Gosselin, everyone. Hold the presses. She's got hair extensions.
That's all, the story?
The whole thing with Extra and Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight, it's Kate Gosselin's hair extensions. And I thought, you know, if I was in Darfur right now or Rwanda being chased by some crazy tribesman who was trying to cut my head off and ethnically
personally cleanse me.
Yeah.
By the way, that sounds better than it is. You know what I mean?
It doesn't sound good.
Hey, ethnic cleansing? I'm up for that. Why? What's that down? What are you doing with that sword? I'd be pissed that Kate Gosselin's getting all the ink while I'm being, you know, genocided. I did. You know what I'm saying? What, Kate Gosselin, first off, done in 09. We got to bring her into aught 10, and she got hair extensions. Yeah. Big whoop, a Quimby tacked on 3 feet of someone else's hair to her head. This is front page news. And then I realized that once these guys finally are done with all these, you know, reality shows, they have another reality show. It's all Dr. Drew's shows.
Yeah.
See, it used to be eventually you get too fat, too drunk, too whatever, and eventually we toss you off of even reality TV. Not anymore. The liver, Dr. Drew, the sieve, the pool filter will gobble you up. It's like a catfish that sucks up dead celebrities. He puts you on, and then we have to watch you roll around his Pasadena place for another 6 months. And now I'm realizing there's going to be a show just called Celebrity Crematorium, where after the D-list celebrities are dead, they all go to the crematorium, and you got to earn the urn. That's the big hosted by Mark DiCarlo.
I'm in.
Mean Seacrests are going to produce that thing.
I like it.
All right. I know they're a fine sponsor, and I had a great time, but I was at Disneyland, and we went to the California Adventureland.
Yes.
And we're sitting around over there, and we're listening to, you know, they play the music. They pump the music through the California Adventure, and they play California-centric music. I was listening to the Beach Boys, although, like, the weird Disney Muzak version of the Beach Boys, you know, California Girls and all that kind of stuff. It was all fine. Had my daughter on my lap, was enjoying the sunshine, and then I heard this little ditty from the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin', and I thought to myself, it seems like just yesterday I saw the daughter of the lead singer, the guy who wrote this song, on Oprah talking about the consensual sexual love affair that went on for 10 years. And I thought, hey, Disney, why don't you go ahead and pull that one out of rotation? Because I got my daughter on my lap, and I'm getting hot.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, no, don't get me wrong. Could have been anyone's daughter. It's not a weird thing.
No, it's a weird thing.
I'm just saying, I felt the pressure, and I'm hearing Papa John coming in from the loudspeaker, and I'm thinking, this is the guy who had sex with his daughter for 10 years when he wasn't shooting her up with smack. Go ahead and just pull that off and toss on a Papa Do Run Run song. So that's
all the other songs, fine. That one may need to be removed.
I'm saying maybe we could pull the Mamas and the Papas out of the rotation.
Disney, that's for sure.
Over to California. Yeah, that's right.
I think that's a good tip.
And number one, speaking of the kids, New Year's, drank a lot, ran into some guys that were drinking, realized, you know, not everyone's a good drunk. And then I start thinking to myself, you should find out if you're a good drunk or a bad drunk pretty early on.
Right.
Because you could get killed or kill someone else if you're a bad drunk. We all grew up with those guys. They were totally fine, but as soon as they had a couple of six-packs of Mickey's, they're on the roof screaming, I'm a golden god, or they're driving 90 miles an hour or fighting cops or whatever it was. You should find out for your kids. And I just thought, you know, I got the twins.
How old are they?
Well, they're 3 and a half. I'm not saying now. I'm saying like 5, 6 years up the road. We get
when
like a 12-pack. I'm not a mathematician, Kevin. Just listen to me, please.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
We're going to get a 12-pack.
Okay.
And we're going to the park.
Okay.
And we're going to get loaded.
All right.
And then I'm going to say to my son, what do you want to do? And if he says, hey, man, let's go to Tommy's and get a chili burger. That's going to be awesome. You drive. I'm lit. I'll go, all right.
Good.
He's in.
Thumbs up.
But if he says, I'm going to break you, old man. You want to throw down right now? You want some? You want some? He starts taking his shirt off.
You want some of this?
Yeah. Then I know, okay, hide the Robitussin. This guy's going to be a bad drunk. He's going to get his ass kicked by some MMA guy 9 years from now at a frat party. I don't know. And then, you know, same with the daughter. Like, if she's like, all right, let's go to Tommy's. Or if she pulls that, hey, someone's been working out. Stay away from the booze. Okay, I don't want her horning it up.
Wait, who's she going to say that to? You?
Well, now it's me. 5 years from now, it's the football team. Do you know what I'm saying? I want
to
know.
Find out early.
I want to know.
You want a heads up.
Don't you wish your parents knew?
No.
There you go.
Think of all the trouble he could have avoided, Kevin.
No way.
Oh, come on now.
No way.
We owe it to our kids. They're our future.
To get them drunk at 3 and a half.
And find out if they're cool drunks or bad drunks.
All right. Because that doesn't change, right?
It will not.
You
are. No, it'll kill them on a motorcycle 20 years from now. No, I want to find out.
More great advice from the great Adam Carolla. AdamCarolla.com for all of his podcasts, his regular one, his CarCast, and don't miss the Onstage show, which is going to be next Wednesday. The first one's already sold out. The second one is still available at the Brea Improv. You can call them directly or get your tickets through AdamCarolla.com. Great to see you, Ace. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Is it true that Yvonne is here? She's in the other room?
Yes, that is
from
true.
From Chuck? She's coming in a few minutes?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Speaking of beautiful women, our friend LaQuisha on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, LaQuisha, how are you?
Oh, you're so very kind. I do appreciate that.
I love talking to you because you watch shows so we don't have to. Your latest obsession is Jersey Shore because, once again, white people know how to make themselves look bad.
This is the best thing for race relations that ever happened, this show. Because there's no way anyone can watch this show and say white people are superior in any way to any other race.
To anyone in any way.
And some animals, some species of animals will look more advanced compared to these people.
All right.
First of all, in this episode, we talked to Vinny, who really does us a great service, I believe, by telling us how the Guido is created. And all this Jersey Shore house is filled with these Guido guys, right?
Right.
This tells you what the secret is to building a Guido.
These kids are robots. Gym, tanning, laundry. Every day since I got here, that's what they do every morning. Gym, tanning, laundry. You know, that's how they, like, make the Guidos.
Gym, tanning, and laundry is the secret.
Okay.
And here's the situation to explain to us how gym, tanning, and laundry makes a Guido.
You know, I like to look very fresh and mint when I go out. So, you know, everything goes into it. You know, you got to go to the gym the whole week, you know. You have to have a little color if you didn't go to the beach. And then the last thing that you need to take care of is the outfit, okay? Now, if the outfit is not looking good, then the whole package is off. And if you feel off, you're not going to have a good night. So how do you get the best results? GTL, baby. Gym, tan, laundry.
GTL.
Wow. Oh,
GTL, baby.
He's got a... Wow.
GTL.
You know, what I've noticed, LaQuisha, in your reviews is that nothing ever actually happens on this show. They just sit around and talk and fight, right?
That is not true. They drink.
Yes, okay. That's true.
They chase after women.
And fight.
Or they go creeping,
right,
as they call it, mm-hmm, on the women,
right,
and they fight.
Right.
That's what they. That's a lot happening. That's more than the average episode of Charlie Rose.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't get me started.
Now, Vinny is on the phone a lot in this episode to the situation's little sister, and he gets a little crush on her.
Okay.
So he is very excited when the situation's little sister shows up at the beach house to hang out with everyone. That is, until he sees her.
First impression, it wasn't bad. You know, I saw her from a distance, long black curly hair, little body. But when I saw her up close, she kind of looked a little bit too much like Mike for me. You know what I mean? She looked like Mike with a wig on.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
No, you don't want that. You don't want the situation in a wig.
You don't, no, really.
That ain't good for nobody. So, it's about 8 minutes into the show at this point, which means it's time to go drinking. And so they all go to the nearest bar, and Snooki, you know which one is Snooki?
She's the one that got punched, right?
Snooki's the girl who got punched early in the season.
Yeah.
In case you don't watch the show, imagine an Oompa Loompa with long black hair.
Okay.
That's what she looked like.
All right.
She goes to this bar, and she runs into an acquaintance of hers, some guy she knows from the old neighborhood. And, of course, because he is a man and she is a whore, she announces that she's probably going to have sex with him later in that evening, even though she barely know him.
Okay.
He's looking good. Like, I definitely hook up with him.
You guys ain't come back to the house, seriously.
If it happens, it happens, you know. One thing leads to another. I'm not going to tell him to get off.
She's not going to tell him to get off her.
Oh my God.
If he jumps on her and starts rutting on her like a wild beast.
If it happens, it happens.
She's not going to say, get off me. If it happens, he lands it on top of her.
All right.
Shut up, Snooki. Making women look bad for everybody. And then to make men look bad, the situation invites a girl back to the beach house that he meets at the bar. But unfortunately, she brings two of her girlfriends with her. And he is not happy because he expected her to come along.
Uh-oh.
Maybe get some loving. And
right,
she brings these two girlfriends who are less than attractive. And he tries to explain that to his roommates.
There's one, like, huge grenade launcher. There's one grenade.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, one kid.
situation expects me to jump on a grenade, but I'm not taking one for the team for situation. Like, I learned a long time ago, being a wingman for situation is not a good idea.
No, because you got to fall on the grenade or the grenade launcher. So the situation asked Snooki, who, by the way, got punched in the face 2 days ago.
Right.
To ask these two big girls to leave the house so he can have some time with the one good-looking one. It does not go well.
I'm guessing not.
For Snooki, because it's now about 18 minutes into the show, which means it's time to fight.
Yeah.
And then this one girl starts, like, charging me like a hippo.
Oh, my God. Right now.
Well, because it's Snooki and because it's Jersey Shore, she gets punched in the face yet again.
Yeah, yeah.
This girl's face is going to get calloused.
Yeah.
She's going to have a cauliflower face soon.
I have seen less fighting on a UFC bout than on this show. This show, just every single show they fight.
My face is f***ed up again.
Through the scuffle, Snooks gets hit in the face again. Poor girl. She needs to take some karate classes or something. She needs self-defense. Somebody got to teach her how to fight or duck.
Or maybe teach her not to get into fights.
Nope, not an option. Fight or duck.
Can that happen too?
Nope, just fight or duck.
So meanwhile, while this is going on, Ronnie and his girlfriend, Sammy, they are up on the boardwalk, and Ronnie runs into a guy he don't like. So it's time for the second match on our card for the evening.
Okay.
Ronnie versus the guy on the boardwalk.
Come at me, bro. Come at me. Come on. Come at me, bro. Come on. Pray. Come at me, bro. Come at me, bro. Come at me. I'm right here. I'm right on the move. Come at me, bro. I'm standing right here. Come at me, bro. Put your hands up, bro. Come here, bro. I'm right here. Move. Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Girl,
don't touch me. Stop. Control your girl. Control your girl. Get away from me. Get away from me. I don't know you.
Despite evidence to the contrary, I do not think that's his brother. Even though he keeps calling him bro over and over
again.
Yeah,
not his brother, right?
No.
Yeah.
But he does indeed come at him, and they do indeed fight, and Ronnie ends up with an old swole face and puts some ice on it. The end of the episode.
What? Wait a minute. Ronnie, the guy that was saying, come at me, 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 come at me?
Yeah, he got beat? In the fight.
But he got beat up?
No, he didn't get beat up.
Oh,
he got
shoot.
Punched in the face, and the other guy got the worst of it,
okay.
But still... In a fight, Kevin, nobody really wins.
That's a good point, McQuish. That's a good point.
So white people continue to look bad. I guess there's another all-new episode of the Jersey Shore coming up, and we'll be talking to you again, right?
That's right, whitey.
You do good work, LaQuisha. Thank you.
You white people crazy.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm just saying, if Yvonne was 94th on the Maxim Hot 100 Women in the World, that's wrong, right?
Yeah, of course.
94th?
Yeah.
Aren't they off by about
80?
Maybe 90 on that list? Yeah, it's ridiculous. So anyway, she will be joining us to talk all things Chuck coming up here in just a few minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph has another look at the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
I can't wait. Am I marching into battle or something? Is that new music for me?
It wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be showbiz music.
The Billion Dollar Band. I apologize.
Okay. Anything?
There we go.
I'm so looking forward to Chuck on Sunday night. Because, you know, we almost lost it. It was on the bubble there.
I know.
NBC did the smart thing for once and brought Chuck back. I say put Chuck on 5 nights a week and take Leno off. That's what I say. How about that?
I'm not sure they could keep up with the schedule, but I'd be down with that.
Look, it's a lot of work for Yvonne and Levi, don't get me wrong. But come on.
Maybe they could do it live.
5 one-hour shows a week.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I do want to mention that one of our, sounds odd to say, one of our favorite art galleries is having an event that here in Southern California we want to talk about. It's called Gallery 1988, and they do great work. They're on Melrose and La Brea in Hollywood, and I only mention it because I'm so... Tribute to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yay!
In all different styles of art, they are doing a tribute to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
You are the biggest dork that I have ever known in my life.
Look at this painting of Castle Grayskull. How awesome is that? It's awesome.
I don't even know what that means.
I think he's gay.
Come on. He-Man.
You are the biggest dork
Masters
I've ever
Universe.
Met in
well,
my life.
Well, apparently there's a lot of people who are interested in He-Man and the Masters of the Universe because 100 different artists have prepared an exhibition in art dedicated to He-Man and the
You're
Masters
also
Universe.
A butt pirate.
How dare you? If you're interested, it it kicks off tonight. The display kicks off tonight at 7 p.m. at Gallery 1988 here in Los Angeles on Melrose, just off of La Brea. You should definitely check it out.
Epic fail.
Come on. He-Man.
Nope.
Oh, you just don't get it. Congratulations to Arc, to Arclight. Congratulations to Avatar. Not only is it the movie that made $1 billion in box office sales the quickest.
Yeah, in less than 3 weeks.
But James Cameron has just announced that there will be another Avatar 2. No surprise
really?
There, right? Can't imagine. Wow. Make that kind of money.
Another 10 years, I hope not.
In a Q&A, which took place at the Arclight Theater in Hollywood, which is the reason I mentioned Arclight, he said that the plan was always to make a trilogy of films regarding the subject matter. And so that, yes, there definitely will be another one. It'll be a lot easier now that they've already got the technology,
sure,
which was the hard part first time around. But now that that's in place, it'll be much easier to knock out a second and third.
How about a little less Avatar sequel, a little more Titanic sequel? That's the one I've been waiting for. Where's the continuation of that story?
See why that's funny.
See, everyone, because that
because
boat
the main
sank.
Characters died in the boat dead. Sank.
So there's epic no fail.
Yeah, where's your epic fail now?
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Don't turn it on me, man.
That's pretty interesting. Jack White has made albums with the White Stripes, of course, the Rockin' Tours, the Dead Weather. The only thing he hasn't done up to this point is a solo album, but he's just told Rolling Stone magazine that he is working on one right now. The Jack White solo project will involve Jack singing and playing all the instruments and all the tunes.
I'll buy it. Just tell me when I can get it.
He's too good at everything.
Yeah, he really is.
You know, they always say if you're a songwriter, you usually have one good song in you for your lifetime.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just kind of a ripoff of that. He's like 75 people.
Yeah. He's gifted.
That's not right.
But you know what I like about him is there are a lot of really talented people out there. Some of them, I feel, squander their talents.
Sure.
Some people are lazy.
Yeah.
Or destructive.
Because they can be.
But he is a musical genius who just makes music all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Not a lot of fallow time for Jack White, that's which true. I appreciate. He seems to really be dedicated to his art.
In an interview, they asked him, they said, why don't you hold on to some of your music and parcel it out so you can have more albums from, say, the White Stripes or so, and not put out so much music all the time? And he said, I'm not doing my job as a musician if I don't put out the best songs I have at that moment.
His job's to make music, right?
Right? Yeah. Whenever I can.
He's a genius.
Good attitude. Tila Tequila.
Not a genius.
Not a genius.
Not a good attitude.
But she sure is a whore.
There is that.
Yeah. She had the cops pay a visit to her house this week when Nikki Hilton and Bijou Phillips showed up wanting custody of the late Casey Johnson's two puppies. Apparently, Tila Tequila called the cops and told them that the girls were trying to take the puppies so that they could kill them and bury them with Casey.
What is she, insane,
like
too?
That sounds like a far-fetched concept.
What's happening?
I mean, Bijou Phillips vehemently denies that, saying none of the heiress's friends really cared for Tila Tequila and were just trying to take the puppies off her hands so that they could be taken care of. By the way, someone sent me the photo from Tila Tequila's MySpace page.
Yeah.
Her profile photo now.
Yeah.
It's her sitting on the couch looking in the distance with tears running down her face.
Are you kidding?
That's the picture she posted. So when people go to her space, it'll look like she's grieving.
She tweeted last night that she and Casey used to lie in bed and tweet next to each other. And now she says, I kid you not, I tweet alone.
Wow.
I tweet alone. She's in mourning. It's very difficult for her.
She is really something else. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Party. He is, I guess, second only to Kevin. When I think of intellects, I think of Stephen Hawking.
Thank you, Ralph.
He is 68 years old today. The guy knows how the universe works.
Considered the smartest man in the world for his whole life, right?
Yeah. I'm still trying to find out how to get my clock radio to play music in the morning when the alarm goes off. Can't quite figure that out. He knows how the universe and time works.
He did that the day he was born.
68 years old today. Robbie Krieger, legendary guitarist for the legendary band The Legendary Doors, is 64 years old today. Singer David Bowie celebrates his 63rd birthday. R. Kelly celebrates his 43rd birthday.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant.
Yep, you do.
You make me want to get you pregnant. R. Kelly. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday, a very special Friday, a Friday we will never forget, ladies and gentlemen. Give me the big music here, if you would, Mike, because the return of Chuck happens this weekend, Sunday night, January 10th at 9. It's a big two-hour episode, if I understand correctly, and one of the stars of the show, Yvonne Strahovski, joins us in studio on The Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Yvonne, how are you?
The lovely Sarah Walker on the show.
Hey, Ralph, we got this.
No, I'm good.
I mean, we can handle
it. No, but I'm good, because I'm sort of the Chuck expert on the show.
But what are you doing? Because we were just going to interview you on, talk about the show and everything.
Yeah, I know you got other things to do. I want to make sure you don't screw it up.
But I'm saying we got it.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure you don't screw it up.
Okay, all right.
Look, we got this. You and Chuck are astronauts.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm afraid of.
What?
I just started. With that description of the show. Yeah, that is. How long have you been on the island? Will be his next question.
That is trouble.
Yeah, it gets bad.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hey,
Hi.
First of all, congratulations that Chuck is coming back at all, because as we understood, it was one of those shows that could have gone either way and was kind of a right-to-the-last-minute decision to bring it back. Is that correct?
Yes, we were worried for quite some time there, and we were very excited and surprised to hear that we got picked up. And I know that... all of the cast are very, very thankful and grateful to our fans, because it was mainly because of them that we got our third season.
This one I don't understand about television. Who doesn't like Chuck? Anyone I know who's ever seen, I'm not joking about this, it's a delightful show. I don't understand why there would be a question. Were the ratings just not what they thought they should be? Is that what was going on?
I'd like to ask a counter question, and that who uses the word delightful?
Bean does, apparently.
Does anyone use that word?
Apparently he's
okay,
still
I'm
does.
Sorry. Back to you.
Well, we weren't sure. Well, I guess the ratings weren't doing so well. I mean, I'm not really sure about the ins and outs of it all.
Right.
So, you know, TV's a whole different monster.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah. But the show itself, it's a new tack you're taking this season. You're sort of upping the ante, because Chuck now has the Intersect 2.0 in his head, thanks mm-hmm. to Scott Bakula at the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do all the stuff now that you and Casey used to do for him. He's more of a spy now. He's more of an action-adventure hero than he was before. Was that a creative decision, or was that something like a new direction you're taking to try to get more of an audience to the show?
Well, I guess it's... I mean, naturally, the story has to grow somewhere, and I think it's a good way for Chuck as a character to expand, and for us to develop new storylines, and have, you know, Chuck be more involved in the spy world. I mean, although he has this new Intersect in his head, it doesn't always work. So
right.
there's going to be problems, and we'll explore that whole thing in the third season.
That's great.
The best part of the show, though, is that you're the CIA agent and you're his handler, and there's no way that would ever happen. You know what I mean?
What?
A hot CIA agent.
Really?
You don't know, man.
Come on.
When I was with the company, we had all kinds of attractive
Come
women.
Come on.
You would have had some old fat broad, and she would be going, yeah, get out of here, kick some ass. She's the agent in this one.
But, Kevin, isn't it possible that the CIA, being the master of disguise that they are, that they would intentionally hire beautiful women because no one would ever suspect that they would be intelligent
officers? I hadn't thought through it that much. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yvonne, what kind of super spy stuff do you get to do this season? Stuff that you've already filmed that's fun for you as an actress?
We've been doing a lot of wire work this season.
Wire work?
Yeah, like, you know, hanging off wires and, mm-hmm. and being lowered into vaults and things like that.
How's that?
That's kind of cool.
Oh, I love it. I love doing the stunts. I do a lot of them myself, so it's very fun.
In the fight sequences, you seem to be handle yourself pretty well. Is that all choreography, or do you have sort of a background in kickboxing or martial arts or any of that kind of stuff?
I don't, actually. I had one-on-one sort of kung fu lessons with our fight coordinator, Dave Morrisseau, in the first season to get a grip on it. But now we kind of barely rehearse. You know, we learn the fight scene and then we just shoot it. So...
Wow, so it's no big deal.
It's no big
and
deal
you're
now.
You're going to be fighting in UFC 110?
It's my next career move.
Okay, good.
Yvonne, I don't think this is a secret to anybody, but you're a foreigner, and how do you... And I'm not. And ordinarily, that would make you less of a person, but in your case, somehow you managed to have overcome that deficit of not being born here. But how did you end up? How did you get from your little island of Australia and end up in a big time network TV series in the United States?
Tiny little island,
hey, tiny obscure Australia.
Hey, Ralph, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I need
see?
Your help. I need, you need some backup.
I need your help in a big way.
I'm trying to figure out how you made that jump to overnight stardom in the United States on Chuck. How did it happen?
Well, it was a little bit overnight, actually. I jumped on a plane and I had put down a couple of auditions for a couple of things from Australia
mm-hmm.
and flew over here for pilot season in 2007, not knowing that I had got Chuck. But when I landed, literally the next day, we got the phone call that they had watched the tape. And then,
so you sort of already had the job and didn't even know that was the case.
Wow. Yeah. So I, you know,
without even coming to America, you'd already been hired to co-star in a show.
Yeah, it was a
She kind of makes it sound easy, doesn't she?
I know, I do. It's my little fairy tale story.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that you're taking American jobs. We appreciate it.
We're too many.
There are female actors all over Los Angeles now who are very pleased with your work,
We do. We have too many jobs.
You're living in an alley just trying to get an audition, right?
Between Yvonne and Anna Torv, apparently there's no real room for American actors anymore. It's all Australian blondes are taking over primetime.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
We can't play spies, apparently. I don't know what that's about. See, Kevin was mocking my question, but actually that's a pretty interesting answer because I've never heard of a story like that before. That's pretty crazy.
I know. It is. I'm very lucky. I'm very grateful.
Your American accent comes very easily. I don't know if it comes easily or not, but it's excellent. Is that something that comes easily to you, or did you work on it? Or
I worked on it a little bit. You know, I studied back in Australia, so we learned a whole bunch of accents, and American was a big one because, of course, there's a lot of industry here.
Right.
But being here as well, I'm constantly listening to it, so it's not like I have a lot of Australian friends around me. I mean, the minute I get on the phone with an Australian friend,
all of a sudden,
it's
right back.
And I probably sound more Australian now that I've had a bit of a break from shooting. So when I go back on Monday, I'll turn into an American again.
Yeah. What do you think of our accent? Is it a pretty accent, an ugly accent, a difficult accent,
or really sexy?
Might as well throw that in.
Nice fishing expedition there, Kevin.
Yeah. It's It's very articulate, you know. Like us Australians, we tend to mumble a lot.
Right.
Well, you're drunk most of the time.
Yeah.
That's why.
A lot of drinking.
Yeah, drunk in the outback. So, yeah, it requires a lot more effort to speak, I think, in an American accent.
Because we use all the letters in the alphabet?
Well,
like
actually,
in effort, we actually mention R instead of just leaving it out. It's like effort.
Yeah, that's right. We do for us. I've actually been told that I put all the vowel sounds into my no. Like we say, you guys say no.
Right.
And we say
no.
Yeah, there's a lot of sounds in that no that I've never been able to identify.
There's a didgeridoo sound through your voice actually all the time. That's true. Yeah, it must be.
All right, we need to take a quick break here. Actress Yvonne Strahovski is here in studio on the Kevin DeBeat Show. When we come back, we want to find out what is in store for us with the special premiere of Chuck and then what else we can look for this season. Plus, we have, dare I say it, we have a controversial question to ask Ms. Strahovski when we come back as well.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about, Kevin, with the thing with the guy with the deal?
Okay. Oh, I do.
All of that when we return right after this on the Kevin DeBeat Show. You are listening to the Kevin DeBeat Show. Our special in-studio guest is Yvonne Strahovski. She, of course, one of the stars of Chuck that returns this Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Did I have that right, or did I screw that up as well? It's a two-hour episode this Sunday night?
Yeah.
Sunday at 9, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And then regular date and time is going to be the next night, Monday at 8. Monday I guess there'll be another episode.
Another episode, yeah.
All right. Last hour, we had our friend Adam Carolla in studio. You get a chance to say hello to him at all, Iman?
I did, actually. I did. He came in and said hi.
Were there sparks flying?
Oh,
was your love affair rekindled?
Yes, we actually reminisced on our evening spent together once upon a time.
Well, he told us a story, and we were recording, and he didn't know, and we thought we would play it for you. He told us a story while he was in here, and you were in the next
room. And we want to find out if it's true or not, because we think he's just bragging. We think he's just being the ace man.
She said she would have sex with you.
She did not say sex. She said I was her type.
Okay.
And that if we were single, there could be a love connection.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. No, it was enough to masturbate to.
I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry. I meant to leave that part out. I'm sorry.
You are quite the host.
But
Kevin,
we were talking about how hot you are, clearly, and he said something to the effect of "we could have, we might have."
Was this on Loveline or something? When did this happen?
I think it was his morning radio show. He told
us. Oh, I see.
I think.
I don't actually know. I think I should probably speak to my lawyer before. Okay.
All right, you stay out of it.
Is Adam your type? I guess what we're asking you is, do you like Yetis? Is that what this is all about?
You like swarthy, hairy men? Is that the look you go for?
Not did anything ever come of it, but was he lying to us completely or not?
I think
Or were you being nice?
Was he exaggerating?
He was lying.
I'm guessing you were being nice to him, and he misinterpreted that as
and
a
by
potential.
The way, guys do that single day.
The stripping industry is built on that concept. If a girl comes up to you and is nice to you at all, I think she liked me. No, really. It wasn't the $20 bills I was throwing at her. She really liked me.
Yeah, I was at the gas station. They gave me change.
Yeah.
She wanted
Look,
me.
That's how guys work. Is, so. When Yvonne walks out of here in about 5 minutes, every one of us is going to say, I could have had her. Seriously. Yeah. There's no question.
There was a moment there when we were talking off air, and I got a feeling that maybe she was a little interested. Yeah, I'm definitely going to say that. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the reboot. Let's talk about Intersect 2.0. It debuts this Sunday night on Chuck. What are we looking for? What are we going to say? And then we got a clip, well, which is something we're trying to bring back to the radio.
I want to make sure. Is everybody coming back, the entire cast? We have Adam Baldwin coming back as John Casey this season.
Oh, yeah.
And Sarah Lancaster is Ellie Bartowski, Chuck's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Are you and Sarah good friends, Sarah Lancaster?
Oh, we don't hang out all the time, but
you guys
yeah,
have like slumber parties or anything?
No.
Help us out a little, for God's sakes. At least
that's
why.
The episode I'm writing in my head. Sarah and Ellie are lost in a cabin together in the woods or something.
So to catch people up, explain to them how he first became an agent and now the change.
How he first became an agent? Well, in a nutshell, he got sent a whole bunch of government secrets. They were downloaded into his brain. So he is now the supercomputer and the government's biggest asset.
And he doesn't know much about it, and so you're there to help guide him and everything
else.
That's
right, yeah. So now we start off with this third season with Chuck having downloaded a new Intersect into his head.
On purpose. And
approved. On purpose,
okay.
Yes.
To keep it out of the hands of the bad guys, in essence.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So now he knows Kung Fu and all sorts of martial arts and things like that. So I guess this season is about Chuck becoming a spy.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we look at the Chuck and Sarah love story, the constant will they, won't they,
right.
The pining, the agony, the drama. And you know, all the Bymorians are back as well with the funny nerdhood stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of action. We have a lot of guest stars this season as well.
Let's talk about the guest stars, because you were saying you had a bunch.
We do. We have Angie Harmon comes on. Kristen Crook, Brandon Routh, Superman.
Superman and Lois Lane, or Lana Lang, are both going to be on the show. That's great.
And Amanda Sante.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think. Vinnie Jones.
Love him.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice.
Wow.
Don't love quite
He's
as much.
He's a villain, I bet.
That's great.
And Robert Patrick, and I'm sure there's other people I'm forgetting.
Fun.
We've had so many, but it's going to be a great season.
Let's hear a clip. I think this is from a previously aired episode, but it'll show you a little bit of the spark between the two lead characters again. Chuck, this Sunday night.
That's not really the clip at all. I have a fight scene.
Okay, let's hear that instead. Then.
I have a fight. I mean, just this is the new Chuck that can fight. So that's the clip. So
that was way better. That was way better.
Fight scenes
really play on the radio.
He wasn't able to do that last season. Now he
can. That's the difference is he used to have all the facts. Like he would flash on something and he would know something about someone he saw in a crowd. But now he can actually access that information. He can do the things that a spy can do, which is cool for him because he doesn't have to have Sarah saving his ass anymore.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He's always going to need that.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, this show is great, and Sunday night at 9, and then Monday night at 8.
Okay.
Yes.
Three hours of Chuck this
Fine
weekend.
With me. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too. Yvonne, we love you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
Sorry
me.
Sorry about the whole Adam Carolla lying thing.
It's okay.
Are any of us your type? That's what I was wondering. Are any of us in the room your type, besides Adam?
Oh.
Or Lisa. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Take your pick.
Chuck dude's on TV right now.
It's me. You know,
oh, look.
It's me.
Oh, there he is now.
Look at that.
Don't concentrate on him.
Yeah, we're looking at him, and she's here. Okay. Yeah. Yvonne, you're the best. Thank you for coming in. We'd like to have you again sometime if
Thank
we haven't
you.
Scared you too much.
And on the radio, too.
Thanks so much.
See?
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, you know how sometimes Matt Money Smith comes into the studio and talks sports with us?
Right.
Boy, should he have been here today. Boy, could he have been hanging out with Yvonne Strahovski like we were minutes ago instead of being on the phone right now where he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah. Hey, Money.
Last time I checked, it was on the schedule that I was coming in, and all of a sudden it changes. Oh, you know what? We're just going to talk to you on the phone.
Awesome. So we bumped you.
Some sort a cruel trick. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
That's the best.
You bring me in there when Kevin Smith shows up with his gut wobbling and three bags of McDonald's, and I can't come in with Ivan Strahovski.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on with that.
And let me just say, you wanted to be here.
All right. I'm glad that we have you today because obviously last night was the 80th College Bowl game, and the season is finally done. Tell me, Alabama wins. Tell me, is it a tainted victory because Texas played 98% of the game, 99.5% of the game without their star quarterback?
Well, it's not tainted. I mean, injuries happen. You know, it's football. It's a violent game, so dudes are going to get hurt. You know, it just so happens that a guy that never gets hurt and is a two-time quarterback of the year, Davey O'Brien, Walter Camp winner, I mean, one of the best. He's the winningest college football quarterback ever. He has won more games than anyone else, and he never gets hurt. So it's more sad, I mean, tragic maybe, than tainted, because he's a good kid. There's a great story around him. He befriended a family that lost a son in Iraq. I mean, he's really one of the good dudes and good stories in college football. And to have his career end that way really is just a travesty. It's very sad.
I was very impressed that they stayed in the game.
Yeah, I mean, especially with a redshirt freshman quarterback in Gilbert, and that's the thing, you know, in college football, nobody knows, you know, you don't know what the hell these kids can do, these recruits. This kid Gilbert was, you know, considered the best quarterback prospect out there.
Right.
Some of these guys step on a football field and they freak out and their head falls off, you
right,
know.
Yeah.
Some dudes are calm and cool and despite being down 24-6 can kind of get it together and lead a couple drives, and that's what he did. And you know, the difference is, you know, with a guy like Nick Saban, who's the head coach at Alabama, he's the guy with the feathered hair and the mock turtleneck. He can confuse a kid who hasn't seen things before. So he threw a couple different things at him, and that's where you see those interceptions.
Right.
Because he's just not used to college football. And that's where the game really, you know, changed. And that's what pushed it in Alabama's favor, is that the kid, when Texas had an opportunity to win that game or at least drive to tie the game, he made a mistake, gave Alabama the ball back. Now, granted, it was a blitz and a fumble, but those are the mistakes that a kid doesn't play a lot to make.
Let's talk about the most important part of the BCS Bowl, though.
And that is?
The girls from Alabama and Texas in town.
Yeah.
Do they allow some people that aren't supermodels out of the state, or how does that work?
Well, remember, you know, I did games. I did a game in Tuscaloosa this year. Perhaps their most important game. It was the 2-block field goal game that they beat Tennessee by 2 points that they could have lost, and they would not have had a national championship game. But the thing that stood out to me most. Now, you and I, Kevin, have been to Austin before.
Yes.
When we went to the Super Bowl in Houston, so you knew what University of Texas Austin had to offer.
Yeah, Texas women are all hot. You can't live there if you're not hot.
And they're all friendly. That's the thing.
That's
correct. Kevin and I are fat and stupid, and they're all saying hello to us and having drinks. So maybe they're dumb. I don't know. But they're at least friendly. But Alabama really floored me. And I guess it's just kind of that different Southern belle. We're going to wear a cotillion dress, and we still believe in Aquanet and blow dryers. It's just a different look. But yes, they are very good-looking women at both those schools. It's not just Arizona State that has all the hot chicks at college in the country.
It was interesting. We had Adam Carolla in last hour, and he was talking about how did 100,000 Alabama and Texas fans, how were they able to arrange their schedules and pay for a trip to Southern California to see their team? And I guess it's because you give up food and rent if you have to. There's nothing more important to you if you're a fan of those schools than seeing them in the championship game.
Well, I think my favorite story, you know, when you talk about institutions of higher learning, and we have quite a few impressive ones here in Southern California. I mean, from Cal Poly, you go up to San Luis Obispo and UCLA and USC. The University of Alabama, perhaps the charter higher learning institution in the state, stopped classes, canceled classes for the national title game.
That's the best.
School, we're just going to cut. We're going to go ahead and give you guys 2 days off. You're going to get the Wednesday through. I think it's Wednesday through Friday off. So they gave them 3 days off: day before, day after the game, and the day of the game. You guys figure out how the hell you're going to get out there, hitch your horses to the covered wagon, and make your way west and enjoy the game. I mean, that speaks to what Alabama is. I mean, it truly is a football school, and I feel bad saying that, but it is. I mean, that you go to that state, and there's a line drawn down the middle, and half the people are screaming "Roll Tide," and the other half are screaming "War Eagle," and it's batty. It is crazy when you get there and you see how important the sport of college football is.
Yeah.
It is all they freaking care about.
It's all they have too. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but, well, you know, the steel industry used to be quite prominent in Birmingham. But that's crap when China took over.
Doesn't quite have the cachet either.
No, no. Over college football, I don't know what the hell they're going to do there.
Yeah.
When it was about 6.5 minutes left to go last night, and Texas had been able to bring it back to a three-point game, weren't you thinking, we are getting ready to witness one of the greatest comebacks in college sports history?
Well, you know, I was there in person the last time Texas did that against USC, and I happened to be standing on the sideline, on the Texas sideline, literally, in arm's length from where Vince Young, when USC
You were on the sideline for that game?
I am a sports journalist.
I was in the farthest topmost seat. I couldn't even see the play.
I was basically, Vince Young was giving the speech to me. That's how close I was.
You!
Their defense can stop USC on this 4th-and-2, we're going to get the ball back and we're going to shove it straight up their ass. I was thinking to myself, you know what? I wonder if that's kind of what Colt McCoy is doing right now when the defense is on the field trying to force Alabama to punt, given that rallying speech. And I'm getting chills right now thinking about it because it really was cool to witness that sort of moment because it's kids. You know, that's what makes college football to me so special. Is they're kids that have to grow up and mature, and they play such a violent game where circumstance is so important. And everything, as we saw last night, you know, one play can change the dynamic. The entire contest,
yeah,
It was very exciting that team, you know, had the chutzpah to kind of keep it close and keep it interesting.
Now we're short on time. I want to bring up one other thing. I went to the Kings game against the Red Wings, and the Red Wings are all communists. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Freaking commies.
Let's talk about the NFL because it's playoff time, which means there are games now on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Come on, that's the best.
How about that, huh? Wild card weekend. This weekend, Jets, Bengals, Cowboys, Eagles, Ravens, Patriots, Packers, Cardinals, and I'll tell you, you just pick. I mean, you could pick either team in all four games, and you could make a very compelling case that squad would be the one that came out ahead. And it's really what makes the NFL so great, that there's parity where you can have four games and not have the slightest idea how they're going to turn out.
It's weird the way the schedule worked out this year, where three of those four games are repeats from last weekend's games. Is that better for the teams involved or worse?
Well, you know, the thing about that is that Arizona and the Bengals and the, you know, with the exception of the Eagles and the Cowboys, it was already kind of settled that the games were going to be played in Arizona and in Cincinnati. They really had nothing to play for and right. wanted to avoid injury. So Arizona is a completely different team with Kurt Warner at the quarterback. I mean, as great as Matt Leinart was in college, he is awful. I mean, awful in the NFL.
He hasn't matured as much as he's going to, perhaps.
Well, I mean, look, he can clear a 6-foot beer bong. You know, you pour a six-pack of Mickey's and he can just throw it down.
That's important, too.
But as far as actually playing the game of football, he's brutal. So I don't think you put anything into that Packers-Cards game last week because Kurt Warner is that good. I mean, he is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Patriots-Ravens pick. I mean, who knows what happened to the Patriots this year. Their defense stinks because they traded a bunch of veterans like Richard Seymour and Vrabel. And that's been a mess. Cowboys-Eagles, it's hard to ignore the Cowboys at this point and just how violent and physical and angry their defense is playing and how good Tony Romo is. You know, I know we want to kind of kick him in the balls because he went out with Jessica Simpson and wears those Irish cabbie hats and always looks like he's just staring into space.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons.
But he's great. He's a great quarterback. He needs to be mentioned in the conversation with, you know, your top five that you kick around
That's
with.
Painful. Peyton Manning. Let's not get crazy.
By the way, I'm not a sports guy, and I could say, I don't know who's going to win this weekend. Pick. You pick. You just make up your own minds.
Okay, fine. You want to pick? I'll take the Patriots over the Ravens just because it's at Foxborough, and it's Tom Brady and Belichick, and I just think that's too much to overcome for a second-year quarterback and Joe Flacco.
All right, that's one.
Everyone's taking the Packers. I like the Cardinals. Just because I believe in Kurt Warner, and I truly believe if God were on somebody's side, he'd be on Kurt Warner.
Yeah, he really would be. Yeah.
I just can't see him taking anyone else's side. And you know, I was just reading Genesis 17 and talking about Abram changing his name to Abraham and bearing Ishmael and Isaac. And I'm going to go with Kurt there. Cowboys, Eagles. I'm going to stay Cowboys. It's very hard to beat a team three times in one season, but I don't think outside of the Chargers, any team is playing better football than the Cowboys. And I think that accounts for something, being able to carry that kind of momentum and confidence in. And word is, if things start to go kind of weird, Jerry's just going to, like, drop that scoreboard on Donovan McNabb's head and just ensure that the Cowboys move on. And Bengals, Jets, I think, is one of – it's not going to be a pretty game. It's going to be like 100 below, and you're going to see like Vikings kind of – actual Vikings, you know, like sailing their ships.
Not Minnesota Vikings, but the old ones.
Yeah, the old ones, yeah. With the beards and the braids. I mean, it's brutal there. I mean, it's literally like 30 below wind chill, and it's just going to be a sheet of ice.
That's ridiculous.
And what do you have going head-to-head in that game? Two dudes from Southern California.
Yeah.
Orange County, Carson Palmer, Mark Sanchez. And you know what? We had Carson on earlier this week, and he said, it took me 2 years, two full years, to just get my head around the cold.
Yeah.
Not to be able to play in it, but just to kind of understand what it meant to be out there in this weather. And I think that's going to kind of bite Sanchez. The Bengals will probably just stack the box against the run. And I think win that game. That's going to be like your 13-10 game or something like
and
that.
And one last question, and this is about the NBA. Is Gilbert Arenas the dumbest man alive?
I mean, he's not a dumb dude. He's just, does this make sense? He's not dumb. He's just stupid. You know, he's a smart guy. He's been great for the NBA, I think, up to this point. He's clever. He engages with the fans. And we now know, you know, from witness testimony that his story is right, that he thought it'd be funny, you know, and in putting his guns in Crittenton's locker, who said, you know, in a kind of a parting shot, oh, I'll shoot you in your knee if
right.
you don't shut up.
Right.
And he thought that'd be funny. Oh, I'll put my guns in his locker and write him a note that says, okay, yeah, you're going to shoot me in my knee. This will make it easy. Here's my guns. And Crittenden took it the wrong way. And, you know, you got yourself a Burr Hamilton showdown in the Wizards locker room. I mean, it got ugly. But
first Burr Hamilton reference of the of my life, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not just this century, but of the last one.
I can do all right. Jackson Dickinson as well. I mean,
no thanks.
In American history.
We're good.
We are out of time. Great analysis, as always, from Matt Money Smith, of course, nationally syndicated sports personality with our friend Petros Papadakis. My only regret today is that Yvonne was very hurt. She actually, there was a little bit of a tear when she left the studio that she'd get to meet you in person, Money. So I'm really sorry you broke her heart, but we appreciate you coming on the Kevin and Bean Show anyway.
So not cool.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 8:59.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for another look at the showbiz beat with our friend Ralph Garman. What's going on, Ralph?
Congratulations to Marilyn Manson. He is now engaged to actress Evan Rachel Woods. Our sympathies go out to Ms. Wood
and her family.
At this time, we can only hope that you respect their privacy and try to appreciate the fact that they're grieving. And
how do you bring him home to the family? How do you bring it? You know,
yeah, good question.
This is my guy right here. This is my guy.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
Marilyn Manson. Would you like some more yams? Who's effed up contact lens is this in the mashed potatoes? Oh, must be yours. Marilyn, please don't try to snort the mashed potatoes. No, they're just potatoes.
Oh, that's awesome.
But just for the record, Marilyn Monroe is 41. Evelyn Rachel Wood is 22.
Marilyn Monroe?
How about Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Monroe is dead.
Okay, good.
Marilyn Manson is 41.
And she's what?
Evan Rachel Wood is 22.
All right.
22? Wow.
22.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Attaboy.
Nicely done.
More inappropriate couple news. Russell Brand and Katy Perry are in a mad dash to the altar now that they're engaged.
Let's not rush it.
Oh, they're already knee-deep in the planning stage, Kevin. What? Knee-deep in the planning stage?
I didn't
stage?
Know where you're going with knee-deep. yeah, but come on. I'm saying, let's take a break. Make sure you're making the right decision.
Oh, he knows he's making the right decision.
He's got to hurry up and marry her before she wises up.
Yeah,
or sobers up, depending on what's going on there.
That's true.
They say they could be married as soon as next month.
Wow, that is fast.
That's what the rumor is.
How do we stop this? How can we stop it?
A team of well-paid mercenaries.
Okay, let me write
She
that
does
down.
Seem young to be getting married. Despite the fact that he's all wrong for her, she's too young to be getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be difficult to date a guy who you know is
crazy.
Not crazy, but if you read his book,
yeah,
he was in the loony bin.
Right, you get a sense that he is capable of being manic.
Yes, he was in the loony bin. He was in regular rehab. He was in sex rehab.
Right,
all of the above.
Just saying, that's quite a gamble.
Maybe she doesn't know all that, and I'm saying we need to get word to her.
Saying, you know, he could be, he's hot and he's cold, he's up and he's down. I'm just saying, there's a lot of downside to that. I'm just saying it.
I am not a fan of you.
All right. How much time? Am I out of time? I'm already out of time. Let's get the showbiz birthday show. Oh, no, a quick story for Mike. I want to get this one for a second. Oh, my God. Slayer has canceled their upcoming Carnage tour, by the way. I don't know if you heard, Psycho. I don't know if you got the news or not.
I'm surprised you guys didn't notice I've been crying all day.
I know you have. Your eyes have been red. Yeah, I noticed that you were upset.
We were just talking about going to that show.
two days ago, Kevin and I were talking about going to the 22nd in Long Beach.
Slayer and Megadeth at the Carnage Tour. Apparently, the band released a statement yesterday that singer bass player Tom Araya, his back is sore. So he's going to have to get surgery for his bad back, apparently. And he won't be able to be on the tour. Yeah, rock and roll, ow, ow, my back hurts. Oh, no, I'm not going to play anymore. Ow, my back. Megadeth also said their drummer's bunions are acting up, so they're going to have to cancel as well. Jesus Christ, you guys were rock stars.
They have been doing it in a while, though.
Yeah, Maybe they have. Look, rock is not an old man's game. Today's celebrity birthdays... Stephen Hawking, one of our favorites around here. Good old Stephen is 68 years old today. Dude gets around in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Talks through a computer.
68 right. years old.
Smartest man alive.
Guitarist Robbie Krieger, The Doors, is 64 years old today. Another rock legend, David Bowie, celebrates his 63rd birthday. Singer R. Kelly is 43 years old today. He's busy getting some girl pregnant. Or wet.
Just wanting.
Oh! He's 40.
Not in a sexual way, though.
No. I mean, like, liquid with dampness.
Right, but not...
But not, like, excited. Not like a woman.
Right.
Like, I mean, literally doused with some sort of fluid. That's
right.
That kind of wet.
Oh! But not that. But not sex fluid.
Not sex fluid. I'm saying wet like you would wet if you went into the rain. It went out in the rain.
Right.
And you got wet.
That's right.
That kind of wet I'm talking about.
Right. I think we're clear.
If you went out in a shower, let's say you went out and it was showering outside.
Yes.
If you went into a shower, even in your own home, in a bathroom, you got into the shower.
That kind of wet. Okay, good.
I'm not saying what color the shower is. Just saying it's a shower. Could be a purple rain for all we know.
No.
No?
No.
Chocolate rain? Where's my golden shower?
Crimson Tide?
No.
I heard they call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
That's what I've heard, too.
You know what you call me?
What?
Call me
Seriously,
Rob Carmen.
Just put it in the file. Just put it in the file.
I didn't say anything.
Put the whole showbiz in the file.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to actor Michael Cera in just a few minutes about his movie, The Guy Who Plays Himself and Another Guy Too. So that's coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, Ralph was telling us a few minutes ago about all the big celebrity birthdays. And when he brought up our friend Dr. Stephen Hawking, who we love so much, the world's one of the world's smartest people, the theoretical physicist who's written all sorts of books about black holes and things I don't understand. I thought, man, we haven't talked to that dude in a while. So we asked producer Alex to get him on the line. And I do believe we have the birthday boy himself on the phone with us right now. Hey, Dr. Hawking.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, Stephen Hawking. Happy birthday to me.
Very beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Very nice. How old are you today, Professor?
I am 68 years old.
And how do you feel?
Like crap.
How do you think he...
Well, I don't know.
I'm trapped in a wheelchair.
Right.
And talk with a computer board.
Right. How good can you feel at the best of times in that situation?
It effing sucks.
But you're still getting a lot of hot chicks, though. I mean, it's not like there aren't some positives in your life, right?
That's true. I get more ass than a toilet seat.
Right, exactly. So what kind of, usually when we talk to you on your birthday, you're at a strip club or something like that. Sounds like a pretty mellow party this year.
Just getting ready to go out partying with my friends.
Oh, okay.
We're going to hit the clubs.
Dance clubs? Nightclubs?
Yeah, dance clubs. I'm going to do a lot of dancing.
Who are you getting together with this year?
All the guys who celebrate a birthday today get together and we all party.
Oh, that sounds good. Who else has a birthday today? I know R. Kelly does.
Right, he's with me now.
R. Kelly is hanging out with Dr. Stephen Hawking?
Sure, we talk about physics all the time, R and I.
That seems unlikely.
No, it's true. R is a very smart guy.
Yeah.
And His name is easy for me to say because I just have to hit the one key.
Sure.
R.
Just R, right.
R. R.
Right, right.
Like that.
Right.
So, game show host from the Newlywed Game, Bob Eubanks.
Hold on. R. What? Kelly is here.
Yeah. I didn't know he was there with you. I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
How can you F up this bit?
I didn't realize you had it.
Take two.
I know how the universe works. You can't work a comedy bit.
Can we talk to R. Kelly?
Sure. R, would you like to come to the phone? I'm sorry, R. Kelly is a little busy right now.
I wouldn't want to screw that up.
Oh, thank God.
Could have gone into the weekend without that. Stephen Hawking.
Must have had the big gulp.
That's a lot.
That sure is. Wow.
That's not a person, is it?
What?
That's not happening to a person, is it?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
As far as you know.
Okay. All right.
So that I don't screw up whatever comedy you have planned next, Doctor, who else is at the party?
Ha, 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 ha. Sorry, pissy pants.
I think David Bowie shares a birthday today. Is he there as well?
Thank you, Kevin.
No worries.
I'm glad someone is trying to keep the bit moving along. Yes, David Bowie is here. What? Would you like to talk to him?
Yes, we would very much. Thank you. Hold on.
I'll roll over and get him for you.
Okay.
All right. David Bowie, of course, great singer, 63 years old today. Big fan of his.
Hello.
Hey, David.
Mr. Bowie?
Hello, I'm in this.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Happy birthday. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, good. How's the party going? What's it like hanging with Dr. Hawking?
I think I could tell you better in song.
Oh, great.
Today is my blessed birthday. It's Stephen Hawking's birthday. We share the same birthday.
Right.
We're both born on this very day. It's Stephen Hawking's birthday.
Right.
And it is my birthday. We're both born on the same day.
Right.
Today is both our birthdays.
Sure.
Understood.
It's Stephen Hawking's birthday.
Right.
January 8th is also my birthday. It's Stephen Hawking's birthday. And it is also my birthday.
Okay, could we?
Stephen Hawking's birthday.
Can Stephen sing?
Today is Stephen's birthday.
Can he sing a verse?
Today is David's birthday. Today is also my birthday.
There you
today
go.
Is both our birthday.
All right.
That's right, it's both our birthday. We have the same birthday.
Right. Can R. Kelly?
We share the very same birthday.
I think we get that.
How about R. Kelly?
R. Kelly's also born today. He likes to.
There he is. Okay, and on that note, happy birthday to you all. Thanks for talking to us.
Why does he pee on teenagers?
We don't know, but thank you.
Don't bogart the joy.
Not yet. Not yet. Hang on.
Pass it over to
me.
I have a question for you guys.
Don't bogart.
We were off for like 2.5 months.
Not nearly.
Christmas.
Not nearly long enough.
How are we already this tired of each other?
I can't do this anymore.
I think it's like allergies. We've lost you build up an immunity sort of.
Sure.
But then
but
if you're not
the first
exposed
week.
To it all the time,
it can't
you
take
lose
a
it.
Couple of weeks for us to get tired of each other.
Apparently not.
Hey, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 9:43. Kevin is complaining that this can't just be the first week back from the new year because how can it seem like we've been on the air for 30 days straight? That's your point, right?
Well, we're tired of each other.
Yes.
And we've
been an ass full of all of you.
We've been on vacation.
It's a fifth
for like
day back.
Half of 2009, we're on vacation.
I think Lisa's got a point. It's just we've gone so long without exposure to each other that now it's a lot worse.
Yeah.
And Bean, could you type more?
That's
type louder.
That's part of it.
Jesus.
That's
Christ.
Part of it.
I'm conducting a business during the show.
But well, do you have to do it with a microphone that's right on the keyboard?
It's not.
Move
it's
the mic over
two
the
and a half feet away. Well, I have to be able to reach further. You. Can, I have to be able to reach the keyboard and also talking to the mic. Physically, they can't be 10 feet away.
If I mail you a keyboard that's quiet, which exists and can be bought for like $1, will you use it?
I can't hear this keyboard at all. Can't hear any typing at all.
You're the only one.
I'm just telling you.
We're just telling you.
And I'd be willing to bet that most people listening to the radio, the only thing they hear is you complaining about it. They don't actually hear it either. Remember, you're hearing it far more intensely than the people listening on the radio.
You're very angry at that keyboard is all I'm saying.
He does have fingers on fire.
With purpose.
Fingers on fire.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
He's conducting other business.
Yeah. Ralph, I wish I could conduct other business.
What's going on in the showbiz world?
Marilyn Manson's married Evan Rachel Wood.
No.
As if we need any further proof the hell's going to...
What?
What?
World's going to hell in a handbasket. Apparently he proposed to her during his concert Monday night in Paris.
That's cheating.
I am shocked that people are still going to Marilyn Manson concerts. I guess the French don't know any better.
I've seen him in concert many times and he's pretty good.
Sure.
He is.
All right. You say so, sport. apparently they started dating in 2006.
Really?
Then they broke up in 2008. And then Evan had some sort of stroke or something, and now she's dating him again.
Is that the accurate?
I can't, can you explain it?
No, I can't.
Something happened.
Hang on, let me Google it.
Kevin, only you can hear that. Tila Tequila.
Yes.
She's in mourning because her wife, you know, Casey Johnson has passed away, heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune.
I feel bad for anybody that loses somebody that they love.
Of course, but it's devastating.
But not her.
Her behavior is inexplicable.
Do you think she really loved this girl?
No. I think it was a way for her to stay in the tabloids.
I don't get a sense at all that she had any genuine emotion for this girl.
Yeah,
because she is using her death more than I've seen anyone use anyone in life. Let alone when they die. It's
and I'd also like to point out that she might have discovered the body over New Year's weekend had she actually been in a relationship with that girl.
Yeah.
Instead of somebody else finding it days later.
If Casey Johnson had anyone who really loved her, her dead body wouldn't have laid there for a week before someone discovered it.
So
that's
true.
All I'm saying. Tila Tequila called the cops the other day when Nikki Hilton and Bijou Phillips. By the way, these are no better. The Hilton sisters were saying, "Oh, we were best friends since we were 13 and we loved each other." They weren't around. Nobody helped this girl.
Publicly broken up about it.
Right. When she was living in squalor with no gas or electricity or, you know, no one stepped up and said,
"Hey, girls can't help them with that."
So how can you do that? Mm-hmm. She's got a house for her dog. Paris Hilton does. That is an exact replica of her mansion, only in dog size.
Is that true?
Yes.
Hang on, I'm going to tweet that.
But her best friend, apparently, can live in squalor and no one cares. So
Have you seen the pictures of Paris with her new pig, by the way? How long do you think she's going to remain interested in that pet before she forgets about it?
I'm guessing that photo was taken 2 months ago and it's already gone.
It's already bacon.
Yeah.
Nikki Hilton and Bijou Phillips stopped by Tila Tequila's house to pick up Casey Johnson's two puppies. For fear that Tila Tequila wasn't caring for them properly.
Eat them.
Tila Tequila called the cops saying they wanted to take the dogs and euthanize them so that they could be buried with Casey. There was an argument. The cops showed up. Blah, blah, blah.
That seems hard to imagine.
Tila Tequila's new photo on MySpace, by the way, is her looking off in the distance with tears streaming down her face.
Well, I'm glad she had the presence of mind to be able to take that photo to put it up.
Well, she had to call over a team of photographers to shoot it, but... Yeah, that's her new MySpace photo.
Wow, she's
so that people, because you know, in between tweeting about how broken up she is, at least now she's got a photo of her crying to prove that she's really upset.
Wow. Fortunately, the Hilton people and the Phillips people and the Johnson people all say that the story about burying the dog with Casey is crazy.
Absolutely.
That's not going to happen at all.
Yeah. No, this is a story that Tila told the cops to get him there.
Yeah, to be dramatic
for more look at me factor.
Yeah.
Hollywood Reporter says NBC is indeed reconsidering its commitment to the Jay Leno show. Jay Leno, of course, does his hilarious comedy at 10 p.m. every night on NBC.
And when you say hilarious,
I mean not funny.
Okay, that's what
to
I
To me, maybe someone finds it funny, but not a lot of people are watching.
Yeah.
So the plan may be, after the Olympics, which begin in February, they're going to move Jay back to his original Tonight Show's time slot of 11:30.
And then Conan is going
to... Do a half-hour version with Jay. Then have Conan do his show at midnight.
Can't believe he'll be happy about that at all.
Oh, no.
I don't think anyone's happy with any of this.
Yeah.
Including Jay Leno, who last night on his show addressed that issue during his monologue.
As you may have heard, there's a rumor floating around. We were canceled. I heard it coming in this morning.
I heard it, too.
On the radio. Yeah. So far, nobody said anything to me. But, Kev, you know, if we did get canceled, give us time to maybe do some traveling.
That would be wonderful, man.
In fact, I understand Fox is beautiful this time.
It really is.
Fox said, hey, hold on a second.
Nope. Drag us into this.
Nope, thank you.
Nothing to do with it.
Nope. We will show Simpson reruns. We're good. Thanks.
Even with all that material handed to him, he can't even make that funny, by the way.
Although he did say, you know what NBC stands for? Never believe your contract.
All right.
See, he did that. So I think NBC has to do something.
It's just not working at all ratings-wise.
And it's not their fault if he's not performing. If he's not doing a good show that people are watching, it's hardly NBC's fault. They have to do what they have to do in order to keep their network as successful as possible and to make their affiliates happy. Their affiliates are miserable because the lead into their evening news is crap.
Okay, but I'm going to ask you this again. He's much worse than he was at 11:30,
or just the time of day. Yeah, only, just the time of day.
That's the only difference.
That's my opinion. Because I never thought he was that funny with the Tonight Show.
I didn't either.
But people are used to watching those shows at that time.
They're forgiving at 11:30, and like Lisa said, the Tonight Show has been
the late night
talk show for 50 years.
Yeah.
So I think there was a habit there that he was able to take advantage of. Now people have to actively seek him out and watch his show at 10 o'clock. I think people are choosing other options.
Might I suggest Jimmy Kimmel as a late night
I believe
talk
he
show.
Has a job.
No, but I'm saying, might I suggest you watch that?
Oh, I thought maybe NBC should hire Jimmy Kimmel for a show. And I think too late.
Yeah, well.
ABC already got him.
That could be.
Yeah. May I suggest Sam the Armenian Comedian?
That is another great idea.
That would be a late night talk show.
Email NBC.
Send an email to NBC. Well, no.
Sam.
He's available. Today's celebrity birthdays. I just heard you guys talking about it to Stephen Hawking. Apparently it's his birthday today. He's 68 years old.
Quite a party going on at Steve's house.
Yeah. David Bowie apparently is hanging out with Stephen Hawking. He's 63 years old. R. Kelly was there, too, I heard, during your conversation.
Yep. He was busy.
He's speak a lot.
43 years old today. Robbie Krieger, guitarist for the legendary 60s rock band The Doors, is 64 years old today. And guitar... nope.
Nothing to do with guitars?
No. Not even a little bit. game show host, Bob Eubanks, who likes the guitar.
You don't know that. You're making that up.
He is 72 years old today. He was, of course, the host of The Newlywed Game for many, many years. And
he told us a great story when we had him on the show back in the day, Ralph, about how he was a very famous concert promoter back in the 1960s. He's the guy who brought the Beatles to the Hollywood Bowl. Bob Eubanks is. How's that for a footnote in history?
That's a pretty good deal right there.
Yeah. No kidding.
I hope he got a piece of the gate.
I think he did all right with that show.
I bet he did. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. All new show Monday morning. The Kevin and Bean Show will be back. Hopefully, we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. We talked to him on Mondays to find out what the dumb celebrities are doing over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to take that back?
Yes.
In a week. In 1 week, we have enough to do that feature again.
I'd like to take this whole week back if I could.
You've had weird, strange, / scary run-ins with homeless beggars. That happens.
Oh, yeah.
Homeless people get angry.
Because sometimes they're crazy, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to you on Monday about that, and we've got Olivia Munn in studio.
That's what I was waiting for. There we go.
Right. From Attack of the Show and the current Maxim.
I've heard the
Look
Munster.
Out, Tammy. As soon as we get her to agree to do traffic, man, you're in trouble.
It's Lisa.
The Munster is dating Chris Pine, who played Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Is she really?
Yeah. Apparently they're house hunting together. We'll have to ask her about that on Monday.
Good times.
See, ask him what his phaser's like.
Ralph, you want to hang out at all over the weekend?
No!
I'll come over and watch the Eagles game with you.
D-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Woo! Pass it over to me.
We've got Snooki.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I think I'm gonna barf.
Roll another one.
Holla at you.
myself.
Just like the other one.
I am in shock.
This one seems to be about to quit.
When she even gave me a blumpkin.
I need another hit.
A penis, when seen in the right context, is the most wonderful sight for a woman. But in the wrong context, it is like a monster movie.
Nope.
Tight seal. Yeah.
Just like the other one.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
This one seems to be about to end.
Well, shame on you.
I don't have another cent. I
have no idea what you're talking about.
Just passing around.
I just like baseball when I was a kid.
And scene.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the Goobin ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.
I don't want to do this show anymore. Shut it down.
Take off your shoes. Quick, take off your shoes. Everyone, take your shoes off. Throw them away. Throw them across the room over there. Today we learn to walk. Get up and walk out the door. This day could be your last.
Get the hell out of my house. Go, go. Pack it up, get out.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally.
Anybody got any more jokes? Anything funny? No? No? All right. See you, folks.